We're going to start posting each podcast episode that you see on YouTube a week earlier on Patreon. So feel free to join for early access to all episodes. Plus, we're going to start doing bonus podcast episodes every week. So if you want to join Patreon, it's patreon.com/concretevideos. Next week's episode is already posted there, so feel free to go check it out. Hello, world. We're back for round two with Florida's favorite credit card scammer, John Bosiak. For those of you who haven't already watched the first earth-shattering podcast we did with John, he is a notorious cyber criminal and the most prolific manufacturer of counterfeit credit cards in the international cybercrime industry. Matt Cox actually met him in prison and wrote a book about him called Bent, which is linked below. Lace up your boots, boys and girls. We get into all kinds of crazy conspiracy shit on this one. Please welcome the Dark Lord of Credit Card Fraud, John Bosiak. Boom. John Bosiak is back on the Concrete Podcast. What's up, bro?
Back again.
What are you doing down here in Florida?
Back again by popular demand.
By popular demand.
The fans demanded it. I think we're at 325,000 views as of right now.
On fire.
Listen, as soon as we cut those cameras on the last fucking, that first podcast we did, I told you it was going to do numbers.
Yeah, you did.
Like I told you, I was like, this one's going to do some fucking numbers for sure.
Imagine if you wouldn't have ate 500 milligrams right before we did that.
Yeah. It hampered my my speech a little bit.
We got a little halftime smoker right there, a little halftime doink.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, he brought it.
I was going to call and ask, but I was like, I don't want to be like that, dude. You know, I'm like, fucking.
Yeah.
You know, but you obviously you know.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
Okay, we're good.
We got you taken care of this time. Yeah, and you brought your lady friend with you?
I did bring my lady friend with me.
Do you want to tell everyone how you guys met?
Am I in this right now?
No. They can't see you.
You're in the wide shot. That's okay. You can sit over there if you don't want to be in the camera.
Yeah, but, you know, talk all about it.
No, yeah. She had seen the first podcast. Obviously, everybody's fucking seen the podcast. She started, subscribed to my YouTube channel and started watching my videos and fell in love with me.
It was love at first sight?
Yeah, she fell in love with first me. Click. And then, you know, she went ahead and hit me up on social media. And then opened up a dialogue, and, you know, we just got to know each other, and, you know, now we're banging.
Hell yeah. That's beautiful, man.
It is beautiful.
I'm touched by that. Cheers.
Thank you, Danny. Listen, this is all, we owe this all to him.
You can thank me later. Just invite me to the wedding.
Liquid Death. Oh, for sure.
Hell yeah. Our first legit sponsor, Liquid Death.
A water sponsor. We're moving up.
I like the ice, dude. Is that credit card new? That iced out credit card?
Yeah, I got the Visa. I got the Chase card.
Nice.
Hold it up a little bit higher so people can see it.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Damn.
Yeah, you know, I gotta have the credit card.
That's pretty sick, man. Super fire.
The Platinum Chase card.
Yes, sir.
So what's up with your life, man? What have you been doing ever since we did the podcast?
Man,
It's been like 6 months since you came on.
I think, what did we do it in December, November, December, something like that?
Is that what it was?
Yeah. Maybe, I don't know.
No, it was way before that.
Dude, that whole thing.
Get a little bit closer to the mic.
That whole thing is, it's launched my life into a whole fucking different direction, man. Like when I came here and did this first podcast, I didn't have a YouTube channel. You know what I mean? I had 200 followers on fucking Instagram. I didn't have a YouTube channel. I was, You know what I mean? I was just tattooing. You know, like, I wasn't really doing shit. Like, I wasn't promoting myself. I wasn't promoting the book, really. The book was just kind of doing its thing. And I did this podcast, and it was, like, overnight craziness. You know what I mean? Like, I've done probably 15 or 20 podcasts since this one, because people see the numbers that this one does, and they want me to come on theirs because they think it's going to, you know what I mean? So they all want to ride that wave. You know, so, I did this, and then I've done, like, people are flying me out to Dallas, you know what I mean? I'm doing MSCS down in West Palm Beach. I do that, like, once a month now. I launched my own YouTube channel. I've got about 50 or so videos already up on my YouTube channel. I went and built a studio in downtown Phoenix. Like, I went and rented, like, a legitimate office, and I got the professional lighting, the mics, the fucking, you know what I mean? The good cameras. I'm running a Sony Alpha 6400s. I got, you know, a couple of those. Hell yeah. And, I'm rocking and rolling, man. You know, like, this whole thing is just absolutely.
Lit the fire.
It's insane, dude. I'm addicted. You know what I mean? I'm addicted.
It's amazing what it's done for Matt Cox, too. He really took that opportunity and ran with it.
Every
time I talk to Matt Cox on the phone, he's traveling to some different state, some different country. He just did a commercial for some fucking home security company.
Yeah.
He's crushing. He's everywhere. Yeah. Matt Cox is doing a big deal. What did you guys just
I'm trying to do what he's doing. And I'm kind of, I mean, he got the big ones. He got, like, the Vlad, and he got fucking Valuetainment. You know what I mean? He was on, like, the real big ones.
Yeah.
You know, now I'm knocking out all the little guys before I can get up to the big guys.
Yeah, you'll get there.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, I just did the Marty Ray Project.
What's that?
It's a podcast. He's a guy out of Nashville. He's got, like, 600,000 subscribers or something like that on his channel. He's a musician, and he does a podcast. You know, I just recently did that. I just recently did Beck Lovers podcast. I did Tap N. I flew out to Dallas and did Tap N. I did, what else did I do? So many, all the opportunities now that are coming up. Like, I wake up to 100 DMs on fucking Instagram every single day. Damn. Every day. It's just insane. You know, and then you got all the idiots that, you know, because they've seen the podcast, they go, teach me how to do the fucking, you know what I mean? Teach me how to, you know, I made a whole video on that. That's just fucking absolutely bananas.
Have you taught anybody how to do credit card?
No. Well, listen, I was charging $1,000 a consultation. You know what I mean? Like, if you want to talk to me, you want access to me.
Yeah.
If you feel like I have some information that's going to make you millions of dollars, then you're going to pay for it. So I was charging $1,000 a consultation. Now I'm charging five.
Hell yeah.
$5,000.
If you want to talk to me, if you want my time,
wow.
Now my time, it went up. Because now, honestly, I barely get any sleep, dude. I'm still tattooing at the shop 8-10 hours a day. And then I go straight from the shop to the studio and I record YouTube till 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. You know what I mean? And I do that every day. And then I fly, and then I'm flying. I'm doing podcasts in different cities. And then, you know, I got all these other shit I'm working on. And, you know, I got the bigger projects. And it's like, I barely even sleep. So now my time is valuable.
Hell yeah.
And before, I had time to blow. I had time to burn. You know what I mean? Now I'm fucking, you got to fucking pay me my money.
How many $1,000 consultations have you done?
Quite a few.
Really?
Yeah, quite a few.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fucking insane.
Yeah. Quite a few. Listen, I got guys flying out to.
How do they get
a hold
of you?
I got guys wanting to fly out to from other cities to come sit down and have lunch with me.
How do these people get a hold of you if they want to get a consultation?
They all DM me on Instagram, you know, and then we just go from there.
Wow, what a fucking business!
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
That's pretty amazing. So you're still tattooing?
I am. Yeah, you know, I love doing it, and I make really good money doing it. So. Why stop?
Mm-hmm. Are you going to stay living in Arizona? You like it there?
I think eventually I'm going to make my way back to Florida.
Mm.
So, yeah, but no, I like Arizona. It's nice. And, you know, the cost of living's low, but, dude, those summers are fucking brutal. Mm-hmm. We're talking 120 degrees, 125 degrees, you know, for 4 or 5 months out of the year,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, yeah, you know, it's just brutal, man. It's brutal. So I don't know if I'm going to stay there, and then, you know, I got other things going on, you know, business opportunities, and I'm looking at a lot of things, you know, taxes, and so I don't know. And I'm from here. This is my home, and I'm comfortable here.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm thinking about coming back.
Are you going to go, if you come back, are you going to go back to the East Coast, or are you going to come to this coast?
I like Tampa. South Florida is where I grew up, and that's where I got into shit at.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I might just try and avoid it if I can a little bit.
I don't want to go too close.
Yeah, keep it somewhere up here, maybe Orlando, Tampa, St. Pete, Brandon, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Clearwater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Orlando's a great spot.
Yeah, yeah.
I was going to ask you, what were you guys doing in Daytona? Weren't you guys filming some sort of like crazy
I was
project?
In Jacksonville. I was in Jacksonville working on a bigger project that I can't really talk about. And I don't want to
tell us about
fucking
it.
Ruin it. I can't tell you about
what
it. That's
what,
the thing.
What can you say? What can you give me on it?
I may or may not have filmed a part of something that may become a documentary later down the road. And that's really all I can say.
Yeah. So they filmed something that is being pitched to big networks?
Major networks, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty exciting. All I know is I saw that picture from Matt Cox of you wearing a robe, like smoking a cigar.
It was ridiculous. They had me in a mansion, and you know, it's just giant fucking gaudy mansion. And
they rented out?
It was Airbnb. Yeah, they rented out. It was like fucking, it was expensive. Yeah, you know, they'd be in a cigar and a robe coming downstairs and, you know, all kinds of different scenes. Listen, I've seen some of the stuff they cut. They made me look way fucking cooler than I am. You know what I mean? They made me look like Pablo Escobar or somebody like that. You know, I just the cinematography and like the way they capture the light and this, the music and the way they're doing everything. It's going to be fucking cool and it's going to sell.
How many days were you there filming?
5 days.
5 days.
Yeah. I filmed every day.
And how much can they possibly film in 5 days? I'm sure like many days of it was just B-roll and like cinematic,
yes,
like looks,
yeah,
type stuff.
Well, we would film during the day. We would just film like, you know, interview shit during the day or, you know, other things that we were doing like for the story. And then like at night when we would wrap up the day shooting, we'd film like B-roll shit, you know, like cinematic out in the public or whatever. Yeah, it was cool. It was really cool.
It's a weird thing how like now big TV networks and production companies that sell shit to TV networks, all they're doing is just scouring the internet for like popular podcasts,
yeah,
to try to find content.
Yeah. Listen, I got approached by two different people from Vice TV trying to fucking do something with me. They had some kind of series that they were doing with people who did major like crimes when they were younger and then turned their life around or some shit. You probably maybe have seen about a couple episodes. I think they had one with a dude who was like, I apparently sold millions of dollars worth of cocaine or something like that in New York when he was a kid, and they had some other dude on there. I don't remember his story, but I think that's the series that they wanted me for, and it's like I can't do anything with anybody else.
Oh, because that company that you shot the pilot with, they got you under some sort of exclusivity
well, I mean,
agreement.
It just wouldn't be right. At the end of the day, it wouldn't be right because I think it would hurt me more than it would help.
How long did they have you locked up in that agreement for?
I think 6 months.
6 months, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Over a year would not be good.
No.
Because they can't sell it in six. If they can sell it in 6 months, that's great. But if it goes longer than that, then
it's going to sell. It's going to sell right away. It's not even going to take 6 months.
Have they even started pitching it yet?
I'm not sure where they're at in the process. You know what? I'm hands off on this thing. Like, I don't call them and like, what's going on? What are you guys doing? You know what I mean? Like, I'm just like, dude, you guys do your thing. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just going to sit back and call me when it's time to collect a check.
Hit me up when you're ready.
You know what I mean? When it's time for me to fucking make a deposit into my Chase account, then give me a call.
Yeah.
You know, because I can't control anything. I have no creative say-so and anything like that. And it's just like, dude, I got so much other shit going on in my life that I just leave it alone, dude. I let them people just do their fucking thing. And I think they kind of like that anyway. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. What did you think about the whole process of like those guys, like bringing in all those cameras, setting up all that stuff, and like Corey, like orchestrating everything to make it look like some, it's a lot of fucking work, right?
I got to peek behind the curtain, man, you know, and I got to kind of see how the whole machine works, you know, and that's cool because you watch the behind the scenes shit sometimes, you know what I mean? When you do, you know, like HBO behind the scenes and all that shit, but it doesn't do any justice when you're there. You know what I mean? You got guys running cables and changing lights around and, you know, putting up light boxes and, you know, like fucking shit. It's just the whole thing. And then you got the sound guys with the, it's cool, man. It's cool. I can get used to that, man. And then I'm the talent.
Yeah, right.
So I don't have to do no work.
Yeah, you're good.
You know what I mean? You want a soda? You hungry? Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm just laying back fucking in between scenes, fucking just, you know, taking a nap or whatever, fucking, you know, and then when they say fucking roll camera, I'm then I got to jump to it, you know what I mean? And that's my part I play in it, you know what I mean? So
how many times Vice actually emailed you and tried to get you to do something?
I had one lady reached out who said she was with Vice, but really she was with an independent production company that I think works for Vice.
Vice contracted him, yeah.
And then actual Vice TV actually, because I ignored her and I just didn't respond to her, actual Vice TV reached out after that and contacted me. And, you know, I told them, listen, as of right now, I can't do anything. I can't do any movies or TV. Podcasts are fine as long as I, you know, don't open the can of worms and, you know, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I can't do any TV or movies or anything for right now. But I was like, in the future, it doesn't mean I can't in the future. I'm just, I'm like, I'm contractually obligated right now. As of right now, I can't, I can't do anything. And you know, like Vice, you know, I'm sure it'll pay me a couple grand to go wherever and shoot, but it's just like, that's peanuts compared to what I got coming.
The big thing.
So I don't want to fuck this up with, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I know they did something with Matt Cox, but I don't know if I ever saw it. I don't know if it ever came out.
They did, yeah. I think they did. Matt did something with them. I don't.
With Vice, yeah. I never saw it.
I don't remember what it was. He said they flew him out and paid him like fucking.
Well, I think they shot it like in Tampa, right?
I thought he said Miami.
Was it Miami?
Yeah.
Huh. They flew him down to Miami. Yeah. Some mansion and shit.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And they just interviewed him. They just sat him on a stool and fucking interviewed him, and
so
that was it.
So if you did some sort of, if somebody, let's just say some big company, some big network bought this project that you guys shot, what would it be like? Would it be like a serialized documentary? Would it be just a one shot, like 2 hour film?
And see, that's the thing that right now we just don't know.
You don't know what the format will be.
Yeah, because it's like, say they take it to FX. FX might want to make it into a series.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or say they take it to Hulu and Hulu just wants to shoot it as a doc.
Right.
You know what I mean? Which it's cool because that doc could lead to a series or could lead to a feature length film.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Or they could take it to, like, you know, try to attach like a big name to it and take it to like a big production company, and they could be like, fucking, let's just run with this thing and make it a feature film.
Right.
You know, so all, like, all that shit's up in the air right now, which is fucking exciting. That's all this is even an option for me. You know what I mean? Like,
I think even a more interesting spinoff would just be you selling $1,000 consultations on Instagram.
That's a documentary.
I would love to hear one of those phone calls.
Yeah, listen, I got to get my money, man.
If we did this live, we could get people to call in live. That would have been amazing.
I got to get my money. You know what I mean? At the end of the day.
Don't you worry, though, about, like, if somebody did do some crazy shit and you taught him how to do it, that you could get in trouble? Are you still on probation?
No, I'm
Oh,
I'm
you're
nothing.
Off.
I'm nothing.
Oh, so you're not locked down like Matt.
Nope. They killed my paper, man. They when I went back on violation, they gave me 9 months, and then they just cut me loose and was like, dude, you're not supervisable, apparently. That's what the judge told me. You're not supervisable.
In a good way or a bad way?
People that haven't watched the first podcast.
Yeah.
Give me like a brief synopsis of your whole case and then like the end of it. Like what happened at the end to where you got to where you are now?
Sure. So 2009, I walked into a UPS store and there were two Secret Service agents waiting on me. The elderly gentleman who ran the UPS store took it upon himself to open one of my packages and find what I was sending out, which he wasn't supposed to do. He was supposed to contact the Postmaster General. The Postmaster General was, has the authority to come and open my mail once it's been sealed. So that right there got 12 years knocked off my sentence. 12 or 13 years knocked off my sentence. They had to get rid of basically everything. Any of the evidence that they got, because that's how they, you know what I mean?
Because they got it from a fraudulent way, basically. You got to throw all of that out, right?
Yeah.
Whatever was found from that process.
Gone. So all the credit cards gone, all the equipment gone, all the mail fraud. The only thing that could actually stick on me was the aggravated identity theft, because I did have somebody else's driver's license with my picture on it.
Mm.
So I got the aggravated identity theft, which carries a mandatory 24 months. And that's what I eventually ended up getting charged with and sentenced. And it took him 3 years to indict me. So this happened in 2009. I didn't even get picked up until 2012.
Right. They indicted you. Where were you? You were somewhere in the Northeast, right?
I was in Tampa. I was here in Tampa when I got picked up. I got fucking with the Hillsborough County Jail, and then they shipped me out to St. Pete, and I sat in St. Pete until they could extradite me all the way down to South Carolina to where I could see a judge.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And then you went from South Carolina back to Miami, right?
Because I live here, they wanted to send me to prison in my home state.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's why I ended up doing all my time in Ocala, up in Coleman, where I subsequently met Matt and wrote the book and everything. But yeah. So yeah, so then I served my time. I did my 24 months. I get out, and I'm in halfway house in Miami. And then I did my halfway house, did my 6 months halfway house. But it's like, when I got out of prison, I didn't have anything. Like, all of my shit had somehow magically fucking just vanished and disappeared. I had no clothes, no shoes. All my jewelry was gone. Everything was fucking gone. You know, my wife, you know, I don't know. She fucking, you know, barely speaks English. It's just like, It's fucking, it's just ridiculous. So, you know, so I'm coming home to shit. I'm getting into a halfway house with shit. I was wearing prison sweatpants, prison fucking Nikes, and that's all I had. I didn't have anything else.
Yeah.
And so I had to get a job. I had to work for 6 months for $9 an hour, and somehow they were taking like 30% of my net income before taxes, the halfway house was, which I'm like, you know, that's kind of a bummer, but it's, you know, it's better than sitting in prison. Yeah. So, you know, and I get to actually go out into the world and fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like, work. So that was cool. And I worked for like 6 months at the halfway house, and I saved a little bit of money. And then I got a fucking one bedroom. It wasn't even a one bedroom. It was a studio apartment in Little Havana. It was on like 20th and Flagler, right by Miami High School, right in the neighborhood I fucking grew up in, pretty much. And, you know, it was like $8.50 a month, which was like, you know, whatever. But it was like, dude, I didn't have a car. I didn't have no money. I'm working at a warehouse for like 11 bucks an hour. And I had to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I had to walk from 20th and Flagler all the way downtown Miami. I had to catch the very first train that leaves the station in Miami an hour north to Hialeah to catch the very first bus leaving the bus station to go another hour to my warehouse job. And then at the end of the day, I had to do all of that all the way back over again to get home. So I was waking up at 4 in the morning, and I wasn't getting home till 10 o'clock at night. I couldn't do it. Like, I did it for, like, I got out of halfway house in February, and then by June or July, I was fucking over it. I was fucking over it. I couldn't do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's just like, and I was hanging out with some people that kind of knew all the money I'd made and what I had done, and they had some money that they were willing to invest, and I was like, fuck it, let's do it. You know what I mean? Let's fucking gas up for another run. And I was like, dude, I just got out of prison for this shit. But dude, I was just like, I'm going to kill myself. I'm going to fucking, the landlord's going to come in, and they're going to find me stinking and fucking swinging from the fucking ceiling in this shithole apartment. And that's going to be my life. And I'm just like, no. So if I have to go back, if I have to risk going back to prison to get myself out of the situation, then that's just what I'm going to do. And I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That was my mindset. Shit went south almost immediately. You know, some shit got sent to my house that wasn't supposed to get sent to my house. And then, you know, the fucking Miami Financial Crimes fucking unit was at my apartment asking me a bunch of questions. You know, shit went fucking south, and I ended up going back on the run, you know, absconding from on probation and going back on the run. I took off out to Nebraska because my wife disappeared, and she calls me from Nebraska, and she's got my son. She wanted me to come out there and help her with my son, and I'm like, well, fuck, I'm on the run right now. She didn't know I was on the run, but like, fuck, all this shit just went down. I'm like, fuck it, I'll go hide out in the cornfields, because there isn't shit in Nebraska but corn and cattle. You know what I mean? That's it. There's nothing out there.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's the perfect fucking place for me to go out there and lay low and kind of, you know, just figure things out. So I go out to Nebraska, and that just turned into a fucking absolute shit show. You know, my wife was fucking, you know, she was on drugs, and the whole thing was just fucking bad. It was all bad. So somehow the cops end up coming to my house because off of some shit that had nothing, absolutely nothing to do with me. Like, somebody broke into somebody's trailer, and for some reason they put me in it. You know what I mean? Like, they said I had something to do with it. And, like, I had nothing to do with any of it. It's just fucking bad luck. So the cops come to my house wanting to ask me questions. And, of course, they're going to run me. You know what I mean? They're going to run me when they get there. And I had a warrant. So they fucking, I went. So I had to go back in front of the judge. You know what I mean? So I had to get extradited all the way back out to fucking South Carolina from Nebraska, which took another 3.5 months. You know what I mean? Going on Con Air and then, you know, Oklahoma holding facility and fucking, you know, back in Atlanta.
You were in holding facilities across the country for 3 months.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. No commissary because you're in the SHU, because you're only going to be there for a week or two or three before they fucking ship you back out again. So you don't get commissary. You know what I mean? They barely fucking feed you, you know, so it was bad, man. So yeah, I get back in front of the judge and she gave me, I by the time I got in front of the fucking judge, I had already done almost 9 months. It took me damn near fucking, God, was it really that long? I think it was like 6 months or something it took me to get back in front of the judge because for whatever reason, it was my luck. I got picked up in like right before Thanksgiving in November. And that's the worst time to get trying to get shipped around the country is between the holidays because, dude, they're not shipping anybody. So you might sit somewhere for a month or two before the next fucking bus rolls out to stick you on a plane to ship you out to Oklahoma. You know what I mean? Before you get designated and all that shit. So I finally get back in front of the fucking judge and she says, this bitch, I think I'm getting out at this point. I'm like, okay, I just did 6 months on my violation. You know what I mean? Like my violation in the federal system, there's different tiers of violations. You know what I mean? So my violation was like a one. Mm-hmm. And it only carried like a 6 month guideline for the violation. I just did fucking 6 months. So in my mind, I'm going in front of the judge. I'm like, okay, she's going to give me 6 months on violation. And she's going to kick, probably, you know, wave her finger at me and kick me. Cause that's all she can do. This bitch gave me another 30 days to think about it. Yeah. Yeah. Another 30 days. Your release date is 30 days from now.
Wow.
To sit and think about what you've done. You bad boy. You know what I mean? Fucking bitch. But this was the golden lining in all of it. She told me, she's like, listen, we've had to extradite you from two different states multiple times. She's like, you've absconded from your pretrial release before you were even sentenced. You absconded on your federal probation, which you only have 3 years of. You're not supervisable. But you're not a danger to the public either. You know what I mean? Because I don't have any violence in my history. I'm not a raper or a fucking stabber or nothing like that. You know what I mean? So it's just like, I'm not going to hurt anybody. So I really wasn't a risk. So I mean, apparently this is my takeaway from it. She told me I'm not supervisable, but I'm not a threat to the community either. So 30 more days and we're going to go ahead and just kill your paper. And they fucking kicked me out the door with no probation or no fucking nothing, dude. Just a free man. I was like, woohoo! That's, you know, nice. What I mean? Dude, I was like, fuck yeah. So it was kind of good that I violated my probation and went back and did the 6 months. Because or else I would have been on fucking paper for 3 more years.
How many more people have you heard of that's happened to?
Nobody.
Nobody, right?
Nobody. I've never heard that happen to fucking anybody.
No.
I know.
Because there's tons of people that are locked up for nonviolent shit, selling little bits of weed here and there, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
Stupid drug charges.
Yeah. I fucking, you know, she was a cunt, but I guess she was being nice. And I just thought, you know, in my brain, I'm like, this bitch. But dude, she was just like, yeah, I mean, you know, it's costing the government too much money to keep having to come and get you and fucking, you know what I mean? Because they got to, every time they come and get me, they have to employ the U.S. Marshals. They can't just send the local sheriff to come find me. It's the U.S. Marshals. So they come in tactical gear and the whole fucking nine. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
A lot of money spent on
it's
that.
A lot of money, yeah. So I'm just costing too much fucking money.
You're too expensive. Do 30 and get the fuck out of here.
That's it, man. 30 more days, you're done. You know, because, I mean, listen, I had no criminal record, essentially, before. I mean, I had a very eventful youth. Don't get me wrong. I was in, you know, youth homes and boys' homes, but all that shit sealed. So as an adult, you know, I had a few minor run-ins, you know, maybe some shoplifting in my early 20s or something like that I got picked up for, but nothing, you know. So I had no criminal record. Like, I wasn't...
nothing violent.
That's my assessment of it.
Yeah. Yeah, you got lucky, man.
Very lucky.
What do you think? I mean, the process of getting out of prison and going into the halfway house, then being on probation, then them taking a percentage of your money and... They don't make it easy to bounce back. They make it almost impossible. I don't know how Matt does it for you, man.
They don't make it easy for you. And if you are, that's why a lot of guys go back, man, because a lot of guys, they get out and they're just not mentally able to deal with getting a job. And you know what I mean? Like, they just,
well, not only
or
that,
they just don't even want to. They just like, they just want to go back to selling drugs or being fucking scumbags or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, they don't really, honestly, I don't feel like they give you the tools necessary to be successful. For people that genuinely don't have anything or anybody and are coming home to nothing, like no safety net, though, I feel like those people that are like in the higher category risk, I think that everybody should be assessed. They should do some kind of like post-release assessment on you. You know what I mean? And there should be there should be programs set up in place for the people that are going to be in the higher risk category when they're getting released. People who don't have like a home to go to or don't have any family. There should be programs in place for those people, but there just isn't.
Mm.
You know what I mean? They're just like, good luck.
Not only that.
Don't violate your fucking parole. You're going back to prison. Pretty much that's it.
Right. But not only that, but the people, how educated and how savvy are the people that are running the prisons and running the programs that are already in place? Like your probation officer. How much of a fuck does your probation officer really give?
No, mine was cool with me. Like I didn't even.
Right. He was cool, but or she was cool or whatever. Yeah. But how much do they actually care? right? Are they doing this because that's what they want to do? Or are they doing this because...
Sure, there's a few of them that are. I mean,
there's a few bleeding hearts that are really in it to try and help people. But then I think, man, you know, a lot of people just get into it because they... I don't know why they... What kind of person chooses to be a fucking probation officer?
Or a prison guard.
Like, it takes a certain kind of individual to go into that field. And usually it's not the type of individual that you really want to deal with on a daily basis. I mean, most of the time... those people are just a fucking nightmare to deal with. They're just complete sticklers for the rules. They don't give a fuck. Here's the line. If you step on either side of it, you're going back to prison. Mm-hmm. There's no give or take. You know what I mean? And, you know, you get, after 20 years of dealing with fucking scumbags coming out of prison...
Right, you probably get worn
You get worn down to a nub. Right. And you know what I mean?
Probably don't have a sympathy anymore. You become
desensitized. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that's the problem with the whole criminal justice system. Everybody's just desensitized, you know, and giving people decades in prison isn't a big deal.
You know, it's super random, but I just heard that who was the guy that was the CEO of Enron who went to prison and he just got out in 2018 and now he's already like trying to raise money for some new thing?
Well, dig this, man. The Wolf of Wall Street, Jordan Belfort.
Yeah.
That motherfucker's over in Australia with a giant fucking company and he's in their political system.
Is he really?
Swear to God, man.
He lives in Australia.
He owns a fucking company over there, and he's involved in their politics. I bullshit you not.
Wow.
That blew me straight out of the fucking water, dude. I'm like, are you fucking... this fucking piece of shit is over there in their political system?
Whoa, easy. What if he wants to be on his podcast? You can call him a piece of shit.
Yeah, you know what, dude? My bad, but...
What if he wants to fly to Australia?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I just kind of fucking blew me away. I mean, he's probably a nice guy, don't get me wrong. I watched the movie, and it didn't really seem like he was that nice of a guy.
Well, no, he fucked a lot of people over. But they let him go to Australia, and he could clearly operate by a different set of rules over there, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's bonkers.
Bonkers.
Yeah, I don't know. You'd think, like, people that did those kind of crimes, his crime is arguably 100 times worse than Matt Cox's crimes.
Mine and Matt Cox's crime put together.
Right.
Yeah, he was cleaning people out and he laughing about it. So, I mean, you know.
Fuck. It's insane.
Yeah, yeah.
Way she goes.
That's the fucking way she goes.
That's the way she goes. What is that from?
Trailer Park Boys.
You watch Trailer Park Boys?
Fuck yeah, man. Every fucking episode, every season, every movie, everything they put out, I'm on it. Man.
I've been trying to tell Danny forever. He's never watched one episode.
I was just trying to tell her about it earlier, wasn't I? The Trailer Park Boys. I was like, you've never seen the Trailer Park? I did some quote from the Trailer Park Boys. Yeah, and she's like, no.
That's one nice fucking kitty right there. That's all I know.
Oh, Bubbles? Oh, yeah. Man, what a classic.
So are you gonna? What are you gonna do for the rest of the time you're down here? Are you gonna go see Matt?
I'm gonna hang out with Matt and do some painting. He's gonna give me some tips on the finer points of canvas painting. And I'm actually gonna start doing canvas paintings on my own and then selling them. Trying to hawk them to my subscribers.
Hell yeah!
which honestly, I put out a video even like I was like suggesting that I was gonna start doing this, and people were like, "Yeah, fucking, I'll buy them." I'm like, "All right,
they're just gonna eat it all up.
Let's fucking do it." And it is, you know what I mean? It's
you
fucking.
You gotta start making merch, shirts and shit.
I'm already on it, man. I've already got like I sat down. I'm a graphic designer, so I did like 15 or 20 designs already, and I'm gonna try and fucking pick like the two or three best of those and get
That's
everything.
Where people make the money, man.
Get everything printed up. Yeah,
merch.
I'm gonna do a whole merch. I'm doing everything, man. I've had my YouTube channel for 3 months, dude. I'm almost 1,000 subscribers.
That's amazing, that's awesome. Man.
It's growing fast, man. Hell it's growing fast.
What kind of stuff do you talk about on your videos?
You know, just life shit, man. You know, like whatever I'm going through, or like maybe I'll just be thinking about something that day, and I'll sit down in front of the camera and I'll go on like a 35-minute rant. You know what I mean? And people love it, dude. I'm getting views. I'm getting, you know what I mean? Like
I saw one video you did. I watched it. I think it was earlier today that you started out the video and you said. What the fuck did you say? You were really angry, though.
I think I'm going to rough... Oh, no, was I like, I don't fucking owe anything
to anybody. Yes, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't owe anybody anything.
What was that video all about?
Pay me my fucking money. No, some little fucking punk on fucking Instagram hitting me up and demanding that I fucking tell him how to do fraud and all this other fucking crazy shit. And
demanding?
I'm like, I was like, listen, dude, I just don't have the time. I was like, listen, he didn't want to pay me what I was asking for. You know what I mean? I was like, listen, dude, I just don't have the time to sit down and explain things to people. I was like, listen, I work full-time. I tattoo full-time. I'm doing YouTube. And he came back. He was like, man, fuck them tattoos. Pull your panties up. I was like,
damn.
All right, motherfucker.
Wow.
Yeah. And then we're doing all this.
Triggered you.
We're doing all this. And then he sends me like a voice recording of himself, like, you know what I mean? Like talking shit to me. Yeah.
On Instagram?
No, well, we were doing like on a wicker on this like a separate app or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I played it all on the fucking on my on when I went off. I played I apparently didn't watch the whole episode, but I played it. Fucking, I read word for word like our whole exchange, and I played his fucking. I put everything out there. Like, fuck this little motherfucker.
Can you play it right now? Do you have it?
It's on my tablet.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, it's on my tablet. I didn't bring my fucking tablet. I have it on my phone. But yeah, no, it's fucking.
Check out the episode.
No,
right?
That's weird. I've had people like that contact me just to like talk shit.
Motherfucker, who do you think you are, motherfucker? You're going to demand some shit from me? Punk bitch, you don't know what I do with my day. You don't know how fucking structured my life is and everything that I had to do to get to where I am. Yeah. And you're just going to call me up and just demand that I tell you some shit?
Yeah, you can't let it get
to
you.
Go fuck yourself. That's why I have this outlet.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Because I feel better. Like I'll get down and I'll just go straight the fuck off. Mm. And then I'll just be like, as soon as I shut that camera off, dude, it feels like weights have been lifted off my chest and it's just like it doesn't bother me anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
It's kind of like therapy for you.
And then, people like, dude, I have a fucking fan base now, believe it or not. Like, it's weird to say that I have, like, a fucking fan base now. That people that, like, watch everything I do and they comment on every single thing. So, like, when I put one of these videos out and I'm, like, feeling like shit or I'm feeling a certain way, these people, like, are like, oh, no, don't worry about it, fucking bunch of assholes. You know, like, there's so much positivity. Like, nobody comes on my videos hating or talking shit or anything like that. It's always, I get no thumbs down, all thumbs up.
That's awesome.
I'll do like 75, 100 comments per video, 300-400 views. You know what I mean? Like, and it's like it's all positivity, man. It's all positivity. Yeah, people just wanting to fucking see me do more and more and more.
Yeah,
yeah. I had no idea like people were gonna be this interested
in
me and my life and like because I mean I don't really think that I'm that interesting of a person. Apparently I am.
Yeah,
you know?
Apparently, you definitely are.
Apparently people just like to hear me talk. You know what I mean? And I whatever it is, my personality, maybe I have a little bit of charisma or it's the way I break things down and explain things, you know? I just don't know what it is.
Yeah.
There's something there.
Well, I think people are attracted to that kind of story, like people like you that come from the gutter, from the ugly corner.
Yeah.
You come up and you're able to go through everything you went through, and then there's something also about like scams, people who have committed scams or frauds.
It's the zeitgeist of our time right now. It's all things current, like whatever this little atmosphere we're living in with the fraud and the scam. It's been how do I want to say, it's like Hollywood now. Like before, it was like just like an underground thing that only like a select few people, like if you were a nerd or you were into fraud, you knew about it. Now it's like motherfuckers who aren't even doing fraud or scams are saying they're scammers and fraudsters. Just, you know what I mean? To be part of something. Like, it's so fucking crazy. Like, these kids that reach out to me on Instagram, you should see their Instagrams. Like, they're taking pictures of all this money and all this shit. And then, like, I'll have a conversation with them, and immediately I know they don't know shit. Mm. They know absolutely dick. You know what I mean? They're just fucking trying to be cool. Like, it's cool to say you're a scammer now. You know what I mean? All the rappers are talking about it, and then you got this guy, fucking Bandman Kevo, whoever the fuck he is. I haven't watched any of his videos. Everybody's telling me, watch Bandman Kevo, man, reach out. I'm like, listen, man.
Bandman Kevo?
Apparently, okay, this is what I know about him. I haven't researched. I've never read anything about him. I've never watched. I've watched clips and heard him talk a little bit, but it's like, apparently he was some rapper, and he got caught up doing check scams for like less than $1 million. It wasn't even that much money, and he went to prison, and now he got out, and apparently he charges motherfuckers $150 for fucking FaceTimes, and he's got his own YouTube channel where he tries to teach people about like fraud and fucking like CPNs and all the shit that's going to send people to prison immediately. Like he's like the go-to guy for scams and frauds now in like the hip-hop community. You know what I mean? Like he's whatever, man. You know what I mean? Like fucking whatever, dude. Like but that, I'm just saying, like that's just how absurd all of this has become.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be that guy on my YouTube channel trying to teach people how to do fraud and doing the whole credit card thing and all that shit. I just don't want to be that guy.
Yeah.
I want to be the guy helping people make better decisions. You know what I mean? I want to keep people out of prison.
Yeah. How are you going to do that?
Well, I mean, I just feel like I have such a vast amount of life experience to draw from that, I mean, I can give good advice.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And I'm a straight shooter. I don't candy coat anything. You know what I mean? I'm quick to tell somebody they're full of shit or what you're doing with your life is fucking meaningless and you need to do something else if you want to make changes.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, I just keep it real with people. Like, I make videos about, like, being successful and, like, what I feel it takes to be successful. You know what I mean? It starts when you wake up in the morning. You wake up, you fucking eat the same breakfast, you make your bed, you have a plan for the day. You know what I mean? And I just break it all down. Like, this is what you need to do to be successful. You know what I mean? You need to cut all the bullshit people out of your life. You need to quit fucking, you know what I mean? You need to cut all the things out of your life that are fucking causing you any kind of discomfort or harm. You know what I mean? Just shit like that, you know, like my guide to success. So I make videos like that.
Kind of like motivational, you know? Type stuff.
Exactly. That's what I'm on, dude. Just straight motivational, like, you know what I mean? All positivity, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah,
for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Do you own Bitcoin?
I do not. I am not in the crypto game.
You used to be, though, right?
I was, yeah. In 2010 or 2000. I got fried for this. Okay, listen, all you little fucking Bitcoin nerds out there, I'm sorry. I fucking, listen, I was like, I think when I was telling the story, and like, I was on 500 milligrams of edibles, and I'm all excited, and I was like, I had Bitcoin in 09, and then somebody in the comments like, well, Bitcoin didn't come out till 2010, and didn't get a name till 2011, so he's probably full of shit about everything else, too, and it's like, dude, fuck you, little fucking nerds, man. You know what I mean? Like, dude,
that's one or 2 years.
You got like fried, dude, in the comments?
Oh, dude, in the comment section, I got fucking roasted, like, and they just didn't let the Bitcoin thing go.
Oh, no.
Like, there's
our
so many, there's
are
so
not
many.
Full of positivity.
No, dude, honest, listen, bro. I haven't even read the comments under my podcast on your guys'
every
channel.
Every video.
I just won't.
Like,
yeah, I don't read
them. I don't read
them. I read them sometimes. I read them like the first 24 hours.
And like Matt reads all of them.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And she reads them. And she's like, no, they're mostly good. I'm like, yeah, but you know, there's some assholes in there. Yeah, oh, yeah, for sure there is. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, but you know, I was invested in Bitcoin early, man. Real super early, you know. And then, like I said, when the Secret Service confiscated all my laptops and my hard drives, you know, all my keys to my fucking, my wallets and everything were on there.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Imagine if you still had that. I think I had
somewhere around $2,100 invested in Bitcoin in like 2010 or 2011.
What was the price of Bitcoin back then?
It was pennies or a couple dollars or something like that.
God, imagine you'd have,
what is that, millions?
Millions.
Oh, I would have time, half bro. $1 billion or something like that right now. $250, yeah. $300 million.
You'd have hundreds of millions,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, somewhere like around that right now. And listen, I'm sick about that all the time.
To the moon, Alice!
You can't even think about it.
I know.
It's too crazy.
I know, but it's just like, it's one of those things like, oh, whatever, it is what it is, dude. Like, it won't, spending any kind of mental energy on that.
No, you can't.
Yeah, yeah.
So you don't fuck with Bitcoin at all anymore?
I'm not into cryptos, man. I just feel like it's too volatile. You know what I mean? And I feel like, you know, crypto is, and until I can take crypto to Publix and buy groceries, mm-hmm. or I can take crypto to the Wawa and fill up my goddamn gas tank, or I can pay my rent with it, to me, it's not real. Mm-hmm. And it's garbage. Because at the end of the day, you have to change out your Bitcoin for US dollars.
Yeah.
So the intrinsic value of Bitcoin is tied to pretty much tied to the value of the US dollar, which we know fluctuates, and which we know has, the Fed says 2% inflation per year, which I think is somewhere like around 5 or 6%, you know, given the fluctuation of prices for commodities and what have you.
Right.
You know what I mean? So like, so say I have $1 million in Bitcoin. I have to cash it out for $1 million in U.S. cash, which everybody knows that if you know anything about finance, cash is a bad investment. Nobody sits on cash.
Right.
Because it loses its value over time. You know what I mean? It loses its purchasing power. You know, you get into like tangible, and it's, you know, silver, gold, real
Pokemon
estate.
Pokemon cards.
Oh, what do they call them? NFTs.
Non-fungible tokens.
Yes, non-fungible
That's
tokens.
That's the new hype.
It is, and I've been fucking looking into that too, man.
Have you?
Yeah, like the Jordan Fleer card went up like 6,000% or something like that. Like 2 years ago, it was worth like $300, and now it just sold for over $600,000. Because of the whole NFT fucking phenomenon. Yeah, so I've been reading quite a bit about that lately.
That's just fucking weird, bro.
What about the whole short squeeze on the fucking, when they hit AMC and GameStop?
Yeah.
And dude, that was hilarious.
Talk about con men.
Oh, I was loving it, man.
What a con job that was.
Yeah, oh, yeah, well, you know, I think there was some shit with that, man. Like, the fucking hedge funds were like, you know what, they called up fucking Robinhood, and they're like, you need to shut this down.
They definitely
of course.
Did.
And they did right away.
That was
they
some
did.
Enron type shit right there.
1,000%, you know. And I feel like Robinhood should be fined for that.
Oh, he might be.
Because, I mean, they were obviously intervening in the free market.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah. Well, and that was hilarious, dude. Them dudes lost so much money. All the fat cats were losing because they had to fucking cover all their loss. It was hilarious, dude.
You spent like $200 on it, right? You bought how many?
Did you make out?
We got some. No, it's down right now.
It is.
Bit.
Yeah.
What did you pay?
It's climbing right now. Oh, I think we paid around $100.
So you paid $100.
GameStop. I think it's around the same.
Did you get in kind of early?
I thought you bought in for more than $100.
We got some for probably like $111. I think it's right around the same right now. We might have bought some even after that. We bought a bunch of different times as it was going crazy. We just kept buying it.
Yeah. What's it at right now? Like 90 bucks? Something
it's at like 100 bucks.
Is it? Yeah, I haven't been watching it. I was just following. Either. Yeah, I was like, that's hilarious.
But it was
hilarious.
At like 50 last week, 40 last week.
I love it, yeah. Yeah, but like I invest in I'm like a long-term investor, you know, so I do like blue chip, you know, stocks. I do like Apple, Alphabet, Microsoft, you know what I mean? Companies that I think are going to be around for a long time and that are less volatile. That's what I invest in. And then, you know, gold and silver and, you know, I invest in those things as well.
Like individual stocks, like the individual blue chip stocks like that?
Yes. Yeah.
No S&P 500, like index funds or?
No, I don't do the index funds. No.
Why not?
I just feel like I would have to move my money around a little bit too much. And I kind of just, I like hands-off investing because I got so much other shit going on in my life. And it's like, I don't want to pay somebody to you know, I don't want to pay somebody to move my money around for me.
Well, that's the index funds are like the hand. That's like the hands off approach because you're putting it across, you know, across all those companies.
You're going to spread it, right? But then, but just like the height of what's going on and like right now with like the economy and like the country and the corona and all the other shit, it's just like so the little bit of money I did have, I pulled out and I'm just like investing in sure things right now, like technology
and yourself. Mm-hmm. Right now, like when the spot that you're at in your life, it's probably best to just invest in what you're working on, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think technology is going to be the future. I don't think you're going to lose with technology.
No.
At all. It doesn't matter how, you know, the state of the union, doesn't matter how bad things get. You know, technology is going to be our savior, I believe. You know,
I think it's going to be our savior. Yeah. I think it's going to be our demise.
It could go either way. Mm-hmm. I've seen Terminator 1 and 2. You know, so yeah, it could go either way. I genuinely believe that artificial intelligence, you know, machine learning algorithms and automation, all that's going to be the future and it's going to change our lives. I think it's
Tesla.
Yeah, I think in the next probably 2 decades, you're going to see more change than we have in the past 10,000 years.
Yeah, for sure. It's exponential.
Exponential, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's going to change. You know, just like, I don't know if you're how aware you are, like the IoT network. Like the Internet of Things and like that whole rollout over the next fucking 2 decades with the fucking 5G and all that. So Internet of Things is like, because of the just how cheap it is to manufacture sensors and all that shit. So like everything's going to be equipped with a sensor that is then linked to the Internet. So say there'll be a sensor in this water can.
Yeah.
And I'll be able to open an app on my phone, and I'll be able to check the pH balance. I'll be able to check the temperature of the water. I'll be able to check when it was manufactured, if it's already been opened. Like it, so there's going to be so many data points on everything that you're just going to be able. It's going to be all that information is going to be readily available to you. And not only that, all of that information is going to be captured in mass and used to, and then further the learning algorithms for AI. So, dude, it's like this whole. It sounds sci-fi. It sounds like some fucking, you know what I mean, some Blade Runner shit. But dude, it's all coming, and you know what I mean. All of this technology already exists. You know what I mean. It just hasn't been widely incorporated into our infrastructure and into our everyday lives. Like I feel like it's going to within the next probably 10 to 20 years.
Are you gonna get one of those Tesla sensors in your head?
The Elon chip.
Sign me up.
What's the Elon chip called?
Oh, it's
Neuralink.
Neuralink.
Oh, Neuralink. Yeah,
Neuralink. Version 2.0. You know what I mean? Let the first one come out and fry a couple of fucking brains. Let somebody learn how to hack them and just pop people's fucking brains real quick. You know what I mean? And then I'll get the version 2.0. But
yeah, I think they're going to use the first like rollout of them for people that actually need them medically.
Yeah, they're going to help blind people see. They're going to help fucking paralyzed people walk. They're going to speech impediments. That's all kinds of. Oh, it's going to change society.
Yeah. He said he wants to start taking Bitcoin for his Tesla cars.
Tesla just bought like $1.5 billion or something like that in Bitcoin.
They said he wants to make it where you can buy their cars in Bitcoin.
Yep, in Bitcoin. So I mean, you know, he's just trying to further the whole because he sees what's coming.
Yeah,
and he's privy to things that all of us are not.
Yeah,
I'm sure he sits on a few boards and he's got a few phone numbers that he knows about. You know what I mean? Like, so he sees what's coming before everybody else does. Obviously, so he sees what's coming. And it's going to be a technocracy, and our future is going to be a technocracy.
Yeah,
I believe, you know, maybe even in future decades. I mean, we're even going to eliminate politics. Is going to be artificial intelligence. You're going to go. Our judges are going to be AI, eventually. I mean, now you can see AI doctors.
That's kind of scary.
AI fucking therapists. It's going to be awesome. What are you kidding me? It's going to be fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. It's also going to be pretty terrifying.
It is,
time.
And the government's going to know everything you're doing. You know what I mean? They're going to know where you're at, and they're going to, you know, more so than they already do now. You know, but I don't care. It's gonna, listen, I'm going to be able to go to the grocery store. Listen, when they put those chips in people and they eliminate all money, there's always going to be a sector of society and like all these fucking, these dumb rednecks that stormed the Capitol with the fucking idiot with the Viking horns on him. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, what did you guys think we were going to accomplish?
Yeah.
What do you think we're going to accomplish? So, you know, you've got, you're going to have a whole sector of society that thinks like these people do. But guess what? I'm going to be able to go to the grocery store and buy groceries. You're not. I'm going to be able to put gas in my car. You're not. You know what I mean? Joe Biden's going to have a camera in the corner of my bedroom, and I'm going to say thank you.
What?
You can't fight it. What are you going to do? You're going to give up your life for the cause? You can't fight it. These people have drones. They have Predator drones. They have ICBMs, intercontinental ballistic missiles. You know what I mean? They can smoke you out of your fucking bed while you're sleeping, and you don't even know nothing about it. You can't fight it. So, yeah. I mean, what are you going to do? Just fucking embrace it and try and, you know what I mean, make your way through it, dude. That's all you can do. And I'm going to do it with a smile.
Yeah, you just got to do the best that you can, I guess.
Fuck it.
Shane's going to fight it. Shane don't fuck with any of this
shit.
Did he talk you into getting the chip?
I'm going to be long gone by then.
Yeah.
No, you're not, bro.
10 years?
I don't know if our generation.
That ain't 10 years.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's fucking.
That's decades.
60, 70
years. Yeah, I agree. That's after, you know, the first nuclear bombs detonated on U.S. soil and.
And
you know,
by that time, all the people who are crazy that don't want to do that shit, they're going to be long gone, too.
It's coming.
It's going to come slowly over time. And
Yeah. You know, I think there's going to be some kind of incident in the future that's going to dwarf 9/11, and it's just going to completely change our society.
The aliens?
Unfortunately. I think, listen, the other day, like about a week ago, I live in Phoenix, on the morning news, two pilots were flying in from New Mexico into Phoenix. They were just taking a plane. And you hear they played the because they were communicating with the FAA tower, and he was like, listen, I really hate to say this, but something just flew right over the top of us.
Oh yeah, I saw that. I heard that.
Yeah, and he was like, I really hate to say it, but it was a silver cylindrical fucking disc. He's like, something just, and dude, these people, that's 30,000 feet. Drones don't fly at 30,000 feet.
Yeah.
They can't. They just don't operate.
They also
said
there was no sound.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, they didn't mention what kind of propulsion it was. Like, if it was a jet, you would hear it.
Yeah, yeah.
UFOs don't use jets.
It's coming, man. It's coming, dude. Like, listen, the alien, whoever's observing our society from, you know, distance, from a distance, because that's a thing. I'm almost positive. Not that I have proof. Listen, they're going to be like, listen, these little fucking hairless monkeys are really fucking getting out of hand over here. We gotta fucking intervene.
They're fucking up.
They split the atom. You know what I mean? They're fucking making nuclear explosions. We gotta get down there and intervene. Like, something's gonna happen. You know? I just watched this crazy fucking documentary where they were breaking it down. They were saying, like, they found a Neanderthal baby in a cave, perfectly preserved, and they sequenced the DNA using, like, I don't know if you're familiar with CRISPR.
Yeah.
So they sequenced the DNA, and they were like, there's no way that humans evolved from Neanderthals. There's no way.
I mean, right.
There's no way. Because in the short amount of time that it took for us, from Neanderthal to us, it's just a blink of an eye. And it took, you know about Lucy, right?
Yes.
The first fucking primate. Yep. So, you know, when they sequenced they couldn't because she was a fossil. But so they were saying, like, the leap from Lucy to Neanderthal was like a million years.
Mm.
And they say that our DNA is so vastly fucking different from the Neanderthals that it would have taken just the amount of time. Something doesn't make sense. So then they're hinting at fucking, you know, intervention.
Advanced
we can do
evolution.
It. We can do it with our technology now.
Right.
Who's to say that a different civilization that can get here from a different solar system hasn't already accomplished fucking genetic engineering? It's just... If you have the technology to get here from a different fucking solar system,
right,
you've got
that.
The genetics figured out. Right. You've got that part. You got that figured out. So it's not really, I know it's insane to think about that, but it's not really that far-fetched to imagine something like that happening, given what we know about.
Is that what you believe?
The human. I have to see more evidence.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They need to dig up 10 more fucking Neanderthal babies and sequence the fucking DNA. You know what I mean? For me, it's just, you know, I have to see more evidence. I'm not going to take that one study and be like, oh, I'm sold.
Yeah.
You know, but it's just like...
That's like a holy grail type question, though, right? Like
the missing link.
There's like three questions. Like, are we alone? Where do we go after we die?
Yeah.
And how did
where we get where did we come from? Right. Why are we here? Those are, you know, those are some of the things that keep me up at night, believe it or not. You know what I mean? Like, I probably spend way more time than I should thinking about those types of things.
Same.
But it's fun. Yeah, you know what I mean? It like, it's fun. Yeah. Like, I enjoy it. You know, I get lost for hours sometimes just, like, fucking contemplating, like, all of those things, you know. Mm. It's fun.
Yeah, the idea of some other beings coming down and, like, altering monkey DNA or chimpanzee DNA.
It's sci-fi.
To accelerate the evolution and create us, these hairless.
A science experiment.
Big-headed, blimp-headed beings.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
And then...
Because those Neanderthals, I mean, they have huge, giant bodies and tiny heads. Yeah. And then we are
well,
like...
Well, their foreheads stuck out way bigger. Their jaws were a lot bigger. Their brains were... You know, their whole physiology was just different than ours. I mean, they're homo... You know, they're of the species, but they're not... You know, we're just so much different from them. So much different. So they're trying to figure out what happened. What could happen that could change us in just such a short amount of time?
Jesus.
Well... Yeah, that's a whole other conversation. Because you know, evolution is a product of adaptation.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So your environment, the environment plays almost a certain role in the direction of a species is going to go as far as their physical attributes. Because you know, certain things in nature activate certain fucking things in our genome that over a certain amount of times allows us to. Exuberate, or I don't know if even that's the word I want to use, but display different characteristics. You know what I mean? Like white people were white because we grew up or we evolved in kind of colder climates where there wasn't so much sun, so our skins didn't, you know, our skin tone didn't develop more melanin in it to protect us from the sun. That's why, you know, black people are black because they come from Africa where it's constant sun. So the melanin, it's just the environment changes us physically.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So there's such a short amount of time that they just don't understand how we got from fucking that to where we are now.
Yeah.
So quickly.
So, I mean, so it's like something had to have happened.
And there's nothing even remotely like us. There's nothing that wears fucking sneakers that can tattoo their bodies, like do designs on their own skin.
Yeah, being self-aware to the point that we are. That
wear
we,
clothes? That what, we, other, what other... There's
no
nothing
other species
even close to us.
That can even contemplate... The things that we can contemplate, that I can think about, well, how, where'd I come from? Because that's a big question. And that question says a lot about the human psyche and just where we are in our state of evolution.
Yeah.
You know, but evolution's done. We killed that with the Industrial Revolution and everything else because we control our environment now. So that's what I was saying about technology and about AI. The next step of human evolution is going to be electronic. If we're going to be fucking cyborgs. We already are cyborgs. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? These things are never within an arm's reach away from you. Everybody in this room. You know what I mean? Yeah. I sleep with it under my fucking pillow. It's never farther than an arm's length away.
Except the problem with the technology, the reason it's being innovated like it is just to make money. Like,
profit. For
that's
profit.
The only reason.
That's like
the only reason we keep making new iPhones every year or keep developing new apps, new whatever, is so they can just sell more advertising.
I agree with you 100%. But I think that's the beginning. Because now... It's the amount of technology and the things that are readily available to the small sect of people that actually do want to change humanity is those tools are now readily available. So now we're going to start seeing, you know, giant leaps and bounds in like, you know, the medical industry with like healthcare and the, you know, the vaccines that we're going to all the rolling out and the new medications and all the shit that's coming down the pipeline, I believe is going to be a product of that. Mm. And I was trying to explain to my girlfriend, I think a couple weeks ago, and I was like, listen, when you and I get older, it's not going to be people taking care of us. It's going to be robots. It's going to be robots taking care of the elderly because they're already doing it in Japan where they got the fucking robot that can scoop fucking the old people out of their bed and fucking take them to the bathroom and fucking... They're already doing it in Japan and China. You know what I mean? So like,
I haven't even seen that.
Oh, yeah. Dude, check that out. It's on... You heard of the Weevolver? Weevolver? They're like a science and tech... channel and dude, they got all kinds of crazy shit. But so it's like when we're elderly, it's gonna be robots taking care of us, which I prefer. You know what I mean? I don't want some little 21-year-old fucking girl with blue hair fucking on her telephone. I'm over here shitting and pissing like I'm fucking choking on my catheter, and she's on fucking Instagram. You know what I mean? I don't need
she's
that.
TikTok-ing.
Yeah. I don't need that. Yeah. I need a cold, calculated fucking robot that's gonna fucking do the proper things. You know what I mean? That to make sure that I'm staying alive. You know, so like I said, man, the future is going to be if we make it. You know what I mean? Because we might not fucking make it that far.
Yeah, we might explode the whole fucking thing.
Yeah, this fucking game might be over sooner than we think. You know what I mean?
But why do you think? What would be the downfall? What would be our downfall? Would it be AI first?
No, I don't think we even get... If we don't destroy ourselves by time AI comes along, I think we'll be all right. But I think it's going to be... I mean, you just look at this past year. Holy fucking shit. Riots from coast to coast, burning down every fucking city, fucking storming the Capitol, fucking the elections, the fucking virus. Dude, in 1 year, the whole world went to shit. In 1 year. Literally, mm-hmm. Within 3 months. Mm-hmm. Between February and fucking April of last year, the whole entire world went to shit. So you can kind of see how frail the society that we live in is. All of these structures and these systems put into place that give us this false sense of, you know what I mean, like comfort. I mean, just look what happened down in Texas. People were freezing to death in their homes mm-hmm. because it snowed and their infrastructure couldn't fucking take it. And people were freezing to death in their homes. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like it's the society, there's just a thin veil. Of you know what I mean? The society that we lived in. And underneath that, it's just fucking pure chaos. And people don't realize that. Mm. You know, so things can go to shit real fast. Think about if an EMP goes off or something. Or, God forget, a solar flare. Like the one that happened back in like 19... The one they had a solar flare about 110 years ago. But there was only telegraph. It was only the telegraph then. Fried every telegraph wire from coast to coast. So if that were to happen now, we'd be fucking done. The whole infrastructure would come to a halt. The trucks would stop moving. Goods would stop moving around the planet. The internet would be off. It would be game over. So the people that don't know how to take care of themselves and like grow food on their own property and like all that shit, everybody else is going to die because they're going to be eating each other. It's going to be Mad Max, which took place in the year 2021, believe it or not.
I know. How fucking crazy is that? We're not even close to that, bro.
I know. Hey,
2021's not over yet, bro.
Shit, man.
It's early.
There's no way we're going to advance that far in 1 year.
No, God damn. But, you know, it's just we live in a very, very frail society. And I think it would take maybe one nuclear bomb going off in American City to fucking shut this whole thing down or a solar flare.
Probably
or
a better chance that happens.
You know, what about the next pandemic? What about the fucking, you know, COVID fucking two that comes a couple years from now? You know what I mean? COVID came out of nowhere. It didn't exist before. And then all of a sudden, it just killed fucking, you know what I mean, everybody, and the whole entire world shut down because of it. Come on, so you don't know what's going to happen, man. You know, there could be a million and one things that could take us out. There's supposed to be an asteroid to fly by in like a year 2023. It's going to fly by. It's going to come within like 150 miles of the Earth. Mm. And then it's supposed to swing back around in 2032. And they say if it passes through this fucking little window, and so when it comes around in 2026, I believe, if it falls within these two guidelines, when it comes back around, it's going to hit us. it's a fucking extinction level event.
It's called I forget the. I forget the term. I actually just learned about it recently. I did a podcast with a guy a Harvard astronomer.
Okay.
Who, basically, him and a lot of his colleagues, they dedicate a lot of time to just looking out for these types of asteroids, these kind of like doomsday asteroids.
And most they don't even detect until they've already fucking are almost here or they've already passed us.
He said that they have like plenty of time and that he said they actually have like multiple
ways. The bigger ones. But the smaller ones, like say the size of a school bus that will make it through our atmosphere and wipe out a fucking city, those they don't really catch that until they're fucking either here or they fucking...
Did you hear about the recent thing that was found that was noticed by the Harvard astronomer Avi Loeb? They found he noticed a cigar shaped object that was spinning and went past us.
Yes,
and Oumuamua.
Oumuamua. Yeah. The Hawaiians named it because it was found at the Hawaiian Observatory, right? The that they have in Hawaii. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and they were saying that it may not be.
It was interstellar. It was from a different solar system.
It's the very first interstellar visitor we've had from a different solar system. And said that's been observed.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were saying because of the elongated shape of it that it may not be natural, that it may be like a...
Right, that and the fact that how reflective it was.
Of
it
light.
It was reflecting so much light and it was spinning that they said it was made of some sort of like metallic material, some sort of like metal.
Yeah. Too bad we'd have the technology to fucking...
But it's crazy. Like, all these Harvard astronomers, all these crazy these people that dedicated their lives to studying the heavens, they don't want to talk about it. Like, he he obviously brought this thing to public light and he's getting all this attention, but a lot of his colleagues, they don't like talking about it. They're like, he even says himself, one of his colleagues who's a lifelong astronomer said he wished this would have never happened or it never would have been found.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Like, they don't want to think about something extraterrestrial coming through.
Yeah. Yeah.
Our universe.
Yeah. And then we got the Perseverance rover, just hit Mars, just landed on Mars, and we got the first fucking helicopter, the little tiny fucking drone helicopter that we're going to fly on a different fucking planet for the very first time, which is fuck. I don't know how much you paid attention to the Mars thing that we're doing right now.
And, oh, I paid close attention to it.
Okay, yeah, me too. I've been like following everything and watching all the documentaries, and I watched like live when they dropped it down, they shot it, and it dropped, and it was fucking cool, man. It was really cool.
It was super cool.
Really fucking cool.
That place is crazy, man.
Mars?
Yeah, Mars.
Yeah.
I don't know how we could, I mean.
It's a trip.
What is the, do you know exactly how they say that humans could survive there? They have to build some sort
habitats.
Of like.
Well, they're going to have to do something called terraforming.
Terraforming, right.
Right, where they, take the carbon monoxide out of the atmosphere, turn it into oxygen, and then make an atmosphere.
Mm.
Yeah, it's a whole process. And so in theory, they're going to drop these giant machines that are the size of fucking factories at different locations around the planet, and then, you know, clean, kind of scrub the air, and then kind of create an atmosphere. But what they're going to do is, I think they want to melt, because there's polar ice caps on, there's water on Mars, liquid water. They've already found that. Mm-hmm. So they think a lot of it lies below the surface of Mars, and then so that they melt the water that, you know, through some kind of process creates an atmosphere. So yeah, we're going to have to go up there and live in habitats. You know what I mean? Like Total Recall.
Yeah,
that was a fucking good. Have you seen the original Total Recall with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
It's been a long time.
Oh, man, that's such a fucking classic, yeah, dude. Such a classic, man. But, yeah, you know, it's going to be something like that, I think, in the beginning. And then, you know, yeah. So, I mean, it's just like we have to get off Earth. We have to become an interplanetary species or else we're not going to survive in the long run. Because eventually the Earth's going to get swallowed up by the sun and the sun's going to fucking, you know what I mean, go supernova and, you know, destroy the fucking, all the planets and everything like that. That's an eventuality. That's going to happen. Given, you know, it's, you know, 100 million, whatever years, but it's like, if you think about the longevity of our species, like, we have to get out of the solar system. We have to get off this planet and we have to go figure it out, which we already are. I mean, they find new planets every other day that, you know, could be habitable.
The crazy thing is, like, yeah, like, it might not be that far off to get people to Mars, but it would suck living on Mars.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
so fucking
it's
cold.
Not even habitable, yeah, you know, yeah. And then the temperature swings and the dust storms and the radiation and the fucking the carbon monoxide. But it's like, I feel like we're going to have to do this to get. You know what I mean? It's like you got to crawl before you can walk kind of deal.
Right, right.
I mean, so
right.
Let's go ahead and figure out how to get to a different planet and sustain life in, you know, hostile environment, you know, with the technology that we have. And let's figure that all out. Get a plan down. Get a fucking, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Get a system down for that. And then we'll make the jump to different fucking solar systems once we figure out the technology, you know, the vehicle that will get us there.
Until we can be able to slingshot through a black hole. That would be insane.
Yeah. The Eisen-Rosen. That was actually a theory by Albert Einstein, and there was a name for it. It was called the something Rosen bridge, where it was like the black hole where you can fucking fold space and travel from one point to another.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. So that was actually a theory by Albert Einstein.
Yeah. Well, the center of our galaxy is actually like a giant black hole. I forget the name of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something Centauri. I forget what it is called.
Alpha Centauri.
Yeah.
Alpha Centauri. Well, no, Alpha Centauri, I think, is the closest solar system.
Okay, yeah,
to us.
No, that's not what I'm thinking of. Yeah, but I don't know.
Yeah,
if we could figure out a way to travel through black holes.
Listen, man,
to
I'm
other
still contemplating
systems.
The simulation theory. I think all of this is just a fucking joke. You know what I mean? Like, this is a fucking, we're on a hard drive somewhere in a fuck, you know what I mean, in some kind of fucking
doesn't that conflict, doesn't the simulation theory conflict with the super advanced aliens coming down and accelerating the evolution?
It
babes.
Does. There is quite a conflict.
Yeah.
There. So it's like, you know, pick one. Which one you want to
go
with?
Which one you want to go with?
But it's
with,
like,
bro.
There's evidence for both. And I know that sounds insane, but there's evidence for both. Like, there's all these major scientists coming out like, listen, they're like fucking, what's his name? The black dude with the afro.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
I didn't mean to, you know, I mean, it's just like, so Neil deGrasse Tyson came out and was like, listen, there's a fucking... a high probability that, you know what I mean, like, this may all be a simulation. And even Elon Musk comes out like, you know, if given the amount of technology that we have now on any given time scale and the exponential growth, it's like, why wouldn't we run simulations Mm-hmm. You know, why wouldn't we in the future run simulations of our past to try and figure out, you know what I mean? So it's like, if we could do it, I know it's a mind fuck. You know what I mean?
That's the crazy thing about video games.
It's a thought experiment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
But you know, you're right. Like NPCs, non-player characters, and video games. Like that whole thing. Like Vice City and the whole, you know what I mean? Like,
yep.
You just don't know.
Well, have you heard about, I forget the term for it, but you can basically play Grand Theft Auto and you can be, and you can talk to people. Like if you get in a certain vicinity of another player on Grand Theft Auto, you can actually talk to them
through
the mic.
I didn't know. I'm sure they were going to do that. And it's like I'm saying, it's all coming, man. I'm sure you've seen Ready Player One.
Yes.
I think that's the future, man. Like, yeah. I genuinely believe something along, maybe not to that extent, but I think something along that line is coming within the next probably decade or two.
Yeah, the video game thing's freaky.
It is freaky, man. It's fucking, it's just getting out of hand now. It's getting out of hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the scary thing about it, though, is like people that go on there and want to be anonymous, just like a boiled down version of like the comment section on YouTube. People who can just go on YouTube and just talk shit without any kind of repercussions, or just like say the most fucking vulgar, like fucked up thing they could possibly think of.
Yeah.
If you like translate that into video games, and then that sort of have some like real life consequence to it. Well, you have to sort of like make it to where it has a real life consequence to
what
it.
What was that movie with Bruce Willis?
Sixth Sense?
No.
Fifth Element?
No. It was called in the future, this is the premise of the movie. It's in the future, and everybody has a synthetic double of themselves. So nobody leaves the house. They just send their synthetic double out into the world, and they control them through virtual reality. So, yeah, it's...
What is that movie?
Yeah, I think I've seen that
it's,
before.
It's fucking
it's
wild.
He's like in his apartment.
Exactly.
He stays in there.
And he's all fucked up and old looking, but his sim, out in the world, is like fresh shaven. He's a cop. He's a cop. But he sends his sim out into the world. And then, like, there's this whole thing where it's a game where you can control other people, like, you can physically control another person because they got these chips, these implants in them. And, dude, the whole thing is just fucking insane. Absolutely insane.
It's
I
like
wish
Black
I could remember.
Mirror. You ever see Black Mirror?
Oh, of course, yeah.
It's like that type of shit.
It is, man. Yeah, it was a great movie. Yeah.
That shit, that's probably what the future's like.
It's going to be something along those lines, man. It's going to be something along those lines of virtual reality mixed with augmented reality. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mixed with fucking the Neuralink in our brain. It's going to be some kind of fusion, I think, of those three things.
Mm.
That's too much. I don't think I want to be here for all that shit, man.
That's freaky, bro.
It's wild, man. It's like it's such a mind fuck when you think about it. You know what I mean? So sci-fi.
Matt Cox told me you're into a lot of conspiracy theories. Is that
true? I mean, not all the conspiracy theories.
He said you're into all of them, every single one.
Every single one of them. Not necessarily that I subscribe and, you know, full wholeheartedly believe in all of them, but it's like, it's fun, man.
Yeah.
It's fucking fun at the end of the day to think that you know, the Clintons are fucking, you know, killing children and fucking draining the adrenochrome out of their brains, and there's lizard people that fucking run the government, you know what I mean? Like the Anunnaki. Dude, all of it's fucking fun. You know what I mean? It's hilarious.
What's your favorite conspiracy theory?
Oh, man. Dude, it would have to be probably the lizard people. The fucking the reptilians.
That's like the most insane one.
Dude, that's
like some David Icke shit.
I love David Icke.
Do you really?
I love David Icke. I mean, I don't, you know, necessarily believe what he says is a gospel. Like, you know, he's a fucking... He says some shit, I'm just like, all right. Or what about the dude, the ancient alien dudes with the fucking hair?
Yeah.
It's like, come on, you can't take that guy seriously. You know what I mean? Fucking get a haircut, bro, and then I might fucking listen to you.
Well, that's
fucking,
just fucking overproduced entertainment.
Yeah. But I love the reptilian. The whole fucking, that whole thing is fucking pretty cool. I fell down that rabbit
crazy,
hole on YouTube.
You see the, like...
What is the gist of the reptilian? That's the one I have not paid attention
to. So there's this race of reptilian people that, you know, quietly pull all of the strings in our society.
What is a reptilian person?
It's
basically what you would think it would be, like a big ass fucking lizard person.
They got weird,
big ass fucking crocodile walking around.
Yeah, and they got like eyes. So they show like all these videos of like people on like CNN and like you like on like Congress. Like they'll have like a Bloomberg or something playing where like they're all voting for Congress, and they'll zoom up on somebody, and all of a sudden their eyes will fucking blink sideways.
And they'll have like reptilian pupils and shit.
Yeah, it's just fucking...
This is the kind of shit you get banned off YouTube for talking about.
I know, dude.
No, it's all over YouTube.
Oh, yeah, no. I fell down a rabbit hole. one. They, yeah.
I've watched that shit.
They've done
a
pretty good job of not suggesting these videos anymore to people. But if you look for them, you can find
them.
Well, that's a whole other conspiracy why the YouTube doesn't want you to see these
kind
of videos.
Listen, dude. I got fried on YouTube. They took one of my videos down and gave me a community guidelines fucking warning.
For what video?
Dude, I caught an upper respiratory infection from wearing fucking masks. And I went to a doctor and he's like, he's like, unfortunately, I see this a lot coming in here. You know what I mean? People come in with upper respiratory infections because, you know, the masks are trapping all the fucking the moisture and the germs and everything.
Were you wearing one of the surgical masks? Or were you wearing
the
cloth?
No, I wear cloth masks. I don't wear the surgical
masks. That's why, right?
Yeah. So I caught upper respiratory infection. So I made a video about it. I'm like, dude, I'm not wearing no more fucking mask. I'm like, fuck these masks. I'm sick. I got an upper respiratory infection from this shit. I'm over it. And that's all I said. I wasn't telling people not to wear masks. I wasn't advocating for not, you know what I mean? None of that shit. They took it down and gave me a fucking warning, dude. I was like,
what?
No. I was like, no.
They gave you a strike?
No. They gave me a warning.
Okay.
Yeah. Then they said the next one's going to be a strike. So I'm like, okay. Now I know. I got to leave it all alone.
They're not
playing
with
you can't do anything political, you know, unless you're their politics. Mm. You know what I mean? The liberal left wing, you know, agenda or whatever. Like, if you're any kind of conservative view channel, or you get fucking.
That's not true.
You get shut down immediately.
That's not true. There's shitloads of successful conservative channels.
Yeah, but you know, you got to be careful about what you say. Dude, they're trying to cancel everybody. They're canceling. They're trying to cancel Shapiro. They canceled fucking.
No. How are they trying to cancel Shapiro?
I'm telling you, man. Like they do shit with the algorithms. You know what I mean? Because they can't outright kick you off. So they play with the fucking algorithms. And I don't listen. I don't want to get put on some fucking list. I'm trying to get my channel monetized. Okay, let's fucking. I want to get put on some list here. I love YouTube. It's
the greatest thing
in the world. You know what I mean? And at the end of the day, it's a private company.
Yeah.
So they can say and do whatever they want. So I know a lot of people are like, oh, free speech and this, that. And you know, I'm like, it's a private company that you can use. You can choose to use their platform or not.
Right. Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day. And that's the way I look at it.
Right. But you can't really. You kind of have no choice. They've become a monopoly. You really don't have a choice.
I know.
You have a choice.
You have a choice, right? Do nothing.
Yeah, or you fuck
or
off.
Or use YouTube.
Follow our rules or fuck off.
It's a choice.
You know what I mean? And then, you know, and then the whole thing with, what was the other app? Parler?
Yeah.
And then they went down. Like, Google was like, nope, you can't use our servers.
Well, there's a lot of big, successful political commentators that made a career during the Trump era that are left and right. Like, there's a lot of big, successful, like, right-wing YouTube channels that are doing great.
Like, you know about Crystal Ball and...
I love them.
Oh, I love them. I watched her every day. Like, you know what I mean? It is a little... I see what they're doing. You know what I mean? Like, I see what you're doing, but I get it. And it's like, you know, so they're successful. You know, like I said, Shapiro's successful, and there's a couple other guys.
What about Candace Owens? You like her?
Oh, I love Candace Owens. She's a fucking straight shooter, man. She doesn't give a fuck. She will tell you exactly how it is.
Yeah. I don't know. I think she's a little bit fantastical at times.
Of course. Yeah. You got to play it up a little bit.
Do you see what
man.
Dave Chappelle said about her?
No. Would he tweet something?
No, he did a whole stand-up skit.
I fucking didn't catch that one. Yeah.
It was hilarious. You got to watch it.
Yeah,
it's
I'll
great.
Check it out. Yeah, no, I love Candace Owens, man. What's his name? The other dude, the younger black gentleman from, he's all over YouTube. He's got the big truck, the Trumpkin. He's
Trump
all,
truck?
Yeah, he's like pro-Trump, super pro-Trump, super right-wing, fucking conservative. I don't remember his name. I was following him on Instagram. And then
does he live in Florida? Probably.
Sounds like
he's from the South. He's from the South. I'm not sure if it's Florida.
Everybody down here drives trucks that say Trump on the back. Everybody.
I love it. You got the billboards and shit out here. I love it. I live out west where it's fucking, you know, everybody hates Trump. And then I come out here and it's so refreshing.
Have you ever heard of 4G Auto Blow?
Of course.
We talked about him,
of
didn't
course.
We?
Of course. I love 4G Auto, man. I've been fucking, listen, he is a maniac. He had the fucking speedboat out there with fucking Trump fucking with his, dude, the flag, he was a fucking maniac. I am so surprised he didn't get canceled. Because I think they tried to a little bit, but it's like, dude, he's got so much pull.
He's wacky, bro.
He's wacky. I love that guy.
I did a little video with him before.
I know. I seen your guys' this whole thing you guys did with him. Yeah. It's cool, man. I've been fucking with him and his music for such a long time, man. So I remember when he was just coming up in Tampa, and he was just a young guy, man. He was fucking, you know, a little bit heavier, and he was fucking, I remember all his old school shit.
I haven't seen anything about him lately, though. Have you seen anything?
No,
from him
I haven't
lately?
Either.
From the Trump shit, the boat parade, he was out, like you said, he was out there on his big ass boat.
Yeah, but since then.
I think his music's kind of fell
wasn't
off
wasn't he
a
out
bit.
At the Capitol Didn't we see a video of him out
probably.
There?
Probably.
Was he storming the Capitol?
He probably was.
I think he was shooting a music video out there while it was all going
oh
on.
Oh, my God. That's fucking, that swear. Is classic,
I saw it on,
man.
Like Fools Gone Wild or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, you got to love that guy, man. You really got to just give it to him because, you know, everything that I, you know, everybody wants in life, I'm not going to say I, but everything that people like want in life, he has. You know what I mean? He's got the fucking, well, he portrays that. I don't know if he actually, you know, owns them homes and them cars and, you know what I mean? Like, right. Because I don't know like I said, I don't know him, and I don't want to talk shit on him, but, like, apparently, the story that, you know, was on the street, his people had money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They
owned
Auto Trader. Yeah. He started Auto
his
Trader.
His grandfather started Auto Trader.
Well, there you go. That explains it. So, I didn't know about that. You know what I mean? So, it's kind of like, okay, so, but still, it's like, so, I don't know how much street cred, like, how much validity it is to, like, his persona. You know what I mean? Because he kind of came from, but it's like people that come from cushy backgrounds can kind of be hardcore. I don't know. I don't want to talk shit on the dude because I fuck with him and I fuck with his music. Yeah. You know what I mean?
He's
but
doing
it's like,
what he wants to do.
He's doing what he wants to do. He's living the life he wants to live, and he's not afraid to speak his mind. And I admire people like that.
Well, he's probably one of the few hip hop artists that are like super.
He's the only one
super hard Trump supporters.
Him and well, I don't know if Tom McDonald. You know his. You know who Tom, the Canadian rapper. Mm-mm. He just put out a couple songs that are making major waves right now. One's called Fake Woke, where he talks shit on Eminem. He's got one line in it. I think it said something about Eminem used to be gay bashing and murdering his moms. Now he doesn't want a fan if they voted for Trump. Like this whole thing about just this whole fake woke fucking, insistent, you know what I mean? Like he's like, yeah, so he's like Tom McDonald. And he's got a couple other fucking, Chris Webby, I'm not, you know, if you're familiar with him. He's like super political about like the whole fucking fake woke culture.
Really?
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, there's a few rappers, but
did you see Mr. Potato Head's now non-binary. Mr. Potato Head is now just Potato Head.
How far is this going to go?
By the way, you still don't have health insurance.
How far is this going to go, man?
Tim Dillon tweeted that. It was so fucking funny.
I love Tim Dillon, man. Yeah, I am obsessed with Tim Dillon, dude. I watch his fucking podcast faithfully. I fucking, everything that dude does, I love it, man.
Shane hates him.
Thanks really?
I've never even seen him. I did not say that.
Oh, man, dude. Tim Dillon is just such a fucking funny motherfucker, dude. And he's all about like the conspiracies and
shit.
Yeah,
he is.
He's like
the gay Alex Jones, but funnier.
Yeah, he did a podcast with Rogan and Alex Jones. And he left L.A. and moved out to fucking Austin.
Texas,
He has dinner with Alex Jones and fucking Joe Rogan all the time. I fucking love Tim Dillon. I was on a club. You know Clubhouse? Are you on Clubhouse?
Yep. He was on there last night. He started a room on Clubhouse called Woke Hoes Trying to Fuck.
I was in one room he had, Should Women Own Bitcoin?
Yeah. Should women be allowed to own Bitcoin?
Yeah.
He's such a
classic, dude. I was on Bitcoin last night, or today, actually. I ran a fucking room on fucking...
Clubhouse?
Clubhouse. I was on Clubhouse. I go on every day. And Tyler, you know Tyler. Tyler's like my guy now.
Is he?
Oh, he's like, yeah, he's my booking agent now. So Tyler...
He's amazing. He's everybody's booking agent.
I fucking love Tyler, man. Tyler is such a great guy. Listen, he will text me all day long. Contact this person. Reach out to this person. This person wants you on their podcast. Reach out to this person. This person. I've already got like three podcasts just from Tyler. Oh yeah, big ones. And you know, every single day. And then I'll go on Clubhouse and he'll be on there.
Oh yeah.
So I'll join a room and he'll bring me up to speak.
Yeah.
Every time he's like, hey, can you bring my friend John up here? And then I'll come up and then all of a sudden I'll just take over the room.
Yeah.
Because I'll start telling my story. And whatever the room was about, it just focused. It shifts to me, and everybody's just asking me questions, and I just take over the room. Yeah. One of the moderators got pissed earlier today. She said, "Can we reset the room, please?"
Oh my god.
Yeah. and one of my people I'm working with, one of my directors was on there, and he was like, "Dude, you just took over the room." And then some bitch came on. Can we reset the room, please? One of the moderators. Yeah. And I was like, quietly leave. I'm out of here. You know what I mean? Fucking go to another room.
Yeah, Clubhouse is fucking.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, I fucking love it, dude.
What do you think so great? What do you think the best part about it is,
dude? It's just like it's so authentic because it's in the moment. You know what I mean?
Live.
It's just off the cuff conversations, and it's live, and it's just like, you know, there's just all these ideas swimming around, and it's like. I get a lot of attention, you know what I mean? When I go on things, I start talking about my story and shit, you know what I mean? So it's like, for me, it's fun, you know what I mean? Because maybe if I was just like a quiet bystander and I was just, even then it would be kind of fun. But dude, you get to listen to all these fucking CEOs and you get access to, you know, people you would have to wait for something to come out on YouTube or TV, and all of a sudden they're right here in your pocket. You can pull them out and I can go on here and I can, Tim Dillon's on here, fucking Rogan's on here. Tom Green is fucking hosting rooms every other night. I'm fucking, you know, hanging out with Tom Green, and dude, he'll bring me up to talk. He brought everybody up that joined his room. He brought them up to talk, everybody. So everybody could have a chance to fucking bullshit with him and talk with him. Dude, I love it. I fucking love it. I want to host a room. Me and Tyler are working together. He's trying to get a couple of moderators that can bring big crowds in, and I'm going to do a room twice a week if
I
can.
Is Trump on Clubhouse yet?
They haven't kicked him off that. Well, it's only a matter of time before he gets on. Could you imagine?
Oh, man.
Dude, I tried to get into Tim Dillon's room the other night, and it was full.
Really?
Yep. It said room is full.
What's the maximum amount of people?
I don't know. It's got to be a lot, though. I kept trying to join it because room was full, and then I hit Tyler up because Tyler will ping me every time Tim Dillon does a room or he thinks anytime there's a room that he feels like I should be in, he'll ping me.
Yeah.
And I'll jump on, and sometimes the room will be full, but then there's like overflow rooms, which I haven't even figured that out yet. So.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a whole thing, dude. I love Clubhouse. Mm. I bought an iPhone so that I could go on Clubhouse.
What, were you an Android guy?
Oh, I've never owned any Apple products. Why? I'm anti-Apple. I've been anti-Apple my entire life.
Why?
Dude, I don't like the company. I don't like the product. I don't like the operating system. I just don't like it at all. I don't like anything about the fucking...
Jesus Christ, you're a rebel. Mm. Why?
I don't know, man. Just how they treat their workers and like over there and just like their
slave labor is the norm.
I don't like the elitism that comes with Apple products.
What about Google?
All the douchey fucking rich assholes that have the Apple Watch and the new iPhone and the AirPods, and they make sure you see all of it, and they got the silly little fucking interchangeable bands that all got to fucking match, you know what I mean? And some girls, if you text them and your chat bubble isn't fucking green or whatever the fuck it is with iMessage, dude, they won't even... Dude, the whole thing's fucking retarded, and I didn't want no part of it.
What about Facebook? What about Google? What about Amazon?
I don't use Facebook. She runs my Facebook. I don't have anything to do with it. You know what I mean? I use Google, obviously. I use Amazon, obviously. But it's like, so when Clubhouse was exclusively only for Apple, I had to fucking, I was like, okay. Yeah. And now that I have the, I got the fucking, the 12 Pro Max.
Damn, ballin'.
These consultations are paying me. Woo-hoo-hoo! I got the big bad boy. You know, I got to get the best one. If it's going to be my first Apple product, it's going to be the best one. And, I can't go back. I probably can never go back now.
Yeah.
I can never go back now. It's just such.
Pretty awesome.
It's just, it is cool. Yeah. And you know what? Everything that I didn't like about iOS, they changed with iOS 14. You know what I mean? So like a lot of the little fucking just functionality things that I just fucking aggravated me and I want to slam it on the fucking ground.
Yeah.
Like somebody would pass me an iPhone and to look something up and I wouldn't even know what to do with it.
Right.
But you could take it back, dude. I don't even want to deal with this.
What do you think about, I mean, the iPhone hasn't changed in so long. Do you remember when the iPhone first came out?
I do, yeah.
Did you have a friend who had one?
Yeah.
I had a friend who got the iPhone as soon as it came out, the iPhone 1.
Yeah.
And it was just like this, like, for some reason, that moment, I have it like seared into my memory of like how insane that fucking thing was. It was Bradford. Got it.
Oh, yeah.
And he had that fucking iPhone. I remember like just like, bro, can I like play with it for 5 minutes? Look at it, like look at your texts and all this.
Yeah.
So crazy. Yeah. Nothing has happened like that since then.
I know.
Nothing has come out that just changed the game so
changed
much.
Changed everything. And that was a decade ago.
Yeah.
Give or take.
Over a decade ago, probably.
When
did the first iPhone come out? You remember?
No idea.
Austin, you know?
Can somebody give that a goog?
Yeah, Austin, you should know.
Not much, by maybe 11 or 12 years. 2009? 2005 or 7? 2007.
7.
Yeah.
I was fucking... That was the year after we graduated high school.
So 14 years ago came out.
That's insane.
Were you graduated 06?
06.
Okay. I was 03.
Okay.
Yeah, so I mean, in 14 years...
What the fuck's up? Why can't tech innovate? I mean, what's up? Why can't we come up with something like paradigm shifting like the iPhone again?
Yeah, well, I think it's just, you know, the technology. Matthew Cox. That's
Matt, where's Matt?
He didn't want to come on this podcast.
He didn't
I
want
can't
to.
I believe he didn't show
no,
up.
No, he didn't want to because he's like, no, it's gonna, then he's going to fucking make it about me or whatever.
He didn't
want to
steal
like,
your thunder.
Yeah, he's
no,
like,
his he, just, you know, he had paintings to do. He just had paintings.
I'm sure he did. Yeah. That's how he's paying his bills nowadays.
Yeah,
so,
paintings.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Which he hopefully.
He just did a fucking Amscot commercial.
You know, hopefully these paintings are going to be a whole new revenue stream for me as well. I've already got people that want, like, the first one. He's like, I want the first one. You already fucking, you know, I got people trying to commission shit for me now. So, yeah. But, yeah.
Bro, I want you to give me a tattoo.
Yeah, we can do that. Listen, next time I come out, I'll bring all my stuff with me.
You'll be my first tattoo I ever got.
Hell yeah,
Boziak.
Man. I put a video up on my channel. I tattooed myself.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like, I was supposed to have a client come in, and I was going to film the whole thing and like, do a time lapse, and, like, they bailed on me.
Really?
And I was like, well, fuck it. So I just fucking tattooed myself and, like, filmed the whole thing and, like, did a walkthrough.
What tattoo was it?
What'd you do, yeah.
Oh, you guys want to see it?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. Like damn, a pirate skull? Yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah.
Tight.
Yeah, I filmed the whole fucking thing, dude, on my YouTube channel.
How did you do it? Like, did you have to, like...
No, I just basically like this.
Sat there like that?
Yeah. So you did it upside down?
Yeah, well, you got to start here and work your way.
Right,
work your way down, yeah.
So you obviously, like, put some sort of, like, ink on there first, some sort of, like, temporary thing that you can trace over that you
draw. A stencil.
You
draw a stencil. I use a stencil. I have a machine that, you know, I could, like, print something out and then run it through a stencil machine.
Oh, okay.
And then it creates a stencil, and then you put the stencil on, and then you fucking, yeah.
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 Who did the one on your head?
My buddy, Rory Rudy. If you guys want to check him out on Instagram, at Rory Rudy.
That thing's insane.
RORYRUDY. Yeah, he did my entire head, my neck, everything, my hands.
Let me see the top of your head.
What's the pain level on that?
Ooh!
On a scale of 1 to 10.
Honestly, the head wasn't that bad.
No?
It was the belly.
Really?
Belly, hands down, was the worst fucking agonizing pain I've ever been through in my life. The head,
man,
I know you would think that the head would be just fucking brutal, but it's not.
Really?
No, the back of the neck was fucking pretty hardcore. I was pretty uncomfortable for me. And then, like, down in this ditch down here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
What is that right there? Is that God right there?
I have Thor on one side and I have Odin on the other.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So yeah, no, the head honestly really wasn't that bad. There was this nerve. There's a nerve right here that went down and behind my eye.
Yeah.
And every time he hit it, like my eyeball felt like it was gonna.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was like. Eh, it was
whoa.
Like, it was hardcore, man. But besides that little spot, it really wasn't my head. But it wasn't that bad. Yeah, yeah. Huh. Like onto the forehead, like out here where these little leaves and shit come out.
Yeah.
And then like the Tyrannosaurus Rex kind of comes because I had to match it. So like the forehead was like. Yeah,
why Illuminati? Why'd you do the Illuminati eye?
I know everybody, like, that's like, the symbol for, like, the Illuminati, but, like, I kind of just view it as the physical representation of my belief system. You know what I mean? Like, the third eye and the fucking, you know, like, the whole, call it karma, call it law of attraction. You know what I mean? I believe personally, like, I'm an atheist. I don't believe in, like, the cool creation theory or, you know, God and heaven and hell and the deities and all that shit. I don't believe any of that. You know, I think that's nonsense to me. I believe that there's some kind of energy that permeates throughout the entire universe and throughout all living things that you can tap into and kind of manifest things. My whole entire life, I manifested all of this into existence. I made all of this happen just through like, visualization, you know what I mean, and just thinking about it.
Mm.
Like, I owe all of my success in my life to that. You know, so that's just my belief system. So that's what that tattoo means to me. That was my physical, that's the representation to me. You know, and I think science is going to prove all of this in the long run. I think through physics and through, like, particle physics and, like, I think it's going to prove it in the long run that you know, like, dark matter or whatever they're saying, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's all going to eventually be proven.
Hmm.
That's just my opinion, though, you know, and I'm just some fucking asshole from Miami, some crazy cracker from Miami, you know what I mean? What do I know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's wild, man. Yeah, you got to get back to Florida, bro.
I think I'm going to. I'm just trying to figure out, you know, the right way to do it because, you know, I want to still be able to have a YouTube studio, you know what I mean? Not at my fucking house. You know what I mean? Like, because I like how I have it now. It's just, like, set up and it's just, like, fucking, you know, I like being able to go somewhere and record and then go home. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if I'm able to come down here and do that, then I think, you know, I think I'll be happy. So, I'm, you know, we'll see how these other major projects I'm working on kind of unfold for me.
Yeah.
You know, so, cause it may allow me to, you know, financially do whatever the fuck I want to do.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, all I'll right. figure it out.
Cool. Let's take a break and smoke this spliff.
Let's do it.
All right.
Ooh, man, those two hits got me singing.
What are you guys running, like, GH4s or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm learning about cameras and everything now. Like, I know about, you know, the SM7B and the fuck. I know about all the cameras and the different lighting. And
the,
like,
SM7B, what the fuck is that?
I don't know. I don't know cameras at all, to be honest with you.
I don't even know what that is.
Are you laughing back there right now?
Yeah, he is.
He knows what an SM7B is.
What's an SM7B? Is it like a black magic camera or something?
You guys are all fucking with me right now.
I don't know what the fucking SM7B. Maybe I'm too
camera guy.
Maybe I took too many hits of that doink out back. What's an SM7B?
I can't tell you what any of these
What
are.
Is this?
Oh, this fucking microphone.
Yeah.
I don't know, bro. I don't keep up with the names of all of these things.
What you're talking about?
Dude, this is a Shure SM7B.
That's the model of the microphone.
This is an industry standard for all podcasts. This is the Rogan podcast. This is Theo Vaughn podcast. This is fucking Your Mom's House podcast. This is everybody uses the Shure SM7B.
Yeah, they all use the same one.
You should have known, Danny. You bought these things.
Yeah, bro. I don't keep track of the model. Yeah,
these things are
like
$400 a piece, dude. I don't know how I wouldn't know the model number.
You know how much shit I had to buy to put in this thing?
Oh, I know. I just did it.
Yeah.
I just finished doing it. No, I know. Fuck, I know all about it.
So you got the SM7B?
I went with the Rode podcast mics.
So not the SM7B.
I didn't go with the SM7B, but I'm going to upgrade. Because I'm going to upgrade. I'm definitely going to.
All them $1,000 consultations, you better be rocking an SM7B. John Bozyak.
I know. Listen, I got my training wheels on right now, okay? I'm so green to all of this. I didn't know what an XLR cable was.
Well, it's
fucking
sick that you're trying something completely fucking new. You're in a whole new universe of fucking professional work.
Yeah.
It's not like being a tattoo artist or a graphic designer or a credit card scammer.
No, it's not, dude. This is, I'm learning that you just have to spend the money and get the right shit and do everything the right way, or else the end product, you're not going to be happy with it. And me being OCD.
Well, you got to start. You don't have to do all that shit right away.
In my mind, I know. But I started with my cell phone in my car. If you watch my earlier videos, then when I first started my channel, I only had my cell phone. And I would just sit in my car because that's the only place it was quiet. And I would turn on the lights because that was the proper lighting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's where I did all my videos at.
Yeah. Well, this dude I had on the podcast a couple days ago, I was just telling you about the psychedelic guy. He shot a whole documentary on his iPhone. Like a Trump rally or something like that. It got fucking tons of attention online.
Really?
I mean, it's like a great documentary. You never would have thought it was shot on an iPhone.
Yeah.
But he doesn't care.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm just learning, dude. I'm learning about the cameras. I watched probably a week or two worth of YouTube videos every single day about the comparison between the Alpha 6400 Sony or the, and then in my, because I had a price range.
A what worth of YouTube videos?
Like a week's worth. Like every day, all day. Like for a week. Just for the cameras, just to figure out the camera
that
situation.
That many hours of YouTube consumption.
I was fucking obsessed, just to figure out the camera situation. So,
you can go down a dark hole trying to figure that shit out.
Because I don't know what an aperture is. I didn't know what the fucking ISO, but I didn't know any of this shit. You know, I didn't go to school for fucking film. I don't know about any of this shit. So I had to learn all of that. And I had to watch videos about what an aperture was and about, the different, how the what the lens basically does is changes the way the amount of light it lets in and that the overexposure for the shots and all. Like, I had to learn all of that. I didn't know any of that. So once I learned those things, I was like, okay, well, this is my price range I'm working with, and here's the cameras that are in my price. So then I had to do all the comparisons, break them down. Before, I was either going to be the Sony Alpha 6400 or the Canon M50 or the Sony ZV-1, which I ended up getting two. I ended up getting the Alpha 6400, but I got the ZV-1 as my main shooter.
That center camera is the Alpha 6400. These two are GH4s. Yes. That's the best camera you can buy.
I know, the Lumix.
They're so cheap. They're like $500.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I did my research, dude. It was I kind of came down to the 6400 for the wide shots because,
That's a wide shot, yeah.
Yeah, for the wide shot camera. But I use right now for my up-close shots, I'm using the ZV-1, which is, it's a camera, it's a point-and-shoot, but it's in the higher price range. It's in, the $1,000 price range, and it was created by Sony as their first camera specifically for YouTubers, for bloggers and people who shoot YouTube videos and shit like that. So it was specifically designed for that purpose. And I was like, oh, it's fucking... So I bought one of those, and that's what I shoot everything on. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I shoot all my content on. Yeah. But I'm not even editing in Final Cut or anything like that. I'm fucking editing on a Samsung Galaxy Tablet S7, fucking bullshit, on a free program called InShot. I fucking bullshit you not. That's how I edit everything.
That's great.
The music, that's how I do all my intros, fucking everything. You know, all the mixing, the fucking, so eventually I'm going to get a Mac. I'm going to have to. Or, a gaming PC, because I like Windows. And if I'm only editing video on it, what the fuck does it matter? Yeah. I'm not going to spend $2,500 on a MacBook.
This is like a legit gaming PC we have over here, and that thing works great.
Yeah, I mean, you can edit 4K video without dropping fucking frames and all that shit on it. If you've got at least fucking, 16 gigabytes of RAM, and a good fucking graphics card. So it's like, so I can build one of those with my eyes closed. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I've been building computers since I was 10 or 12 years old. You know, so I go and build one of those, and then, you know, then I'll get into Final Cut, and then I'll get into fucking editing all the
Well, Final Cut, people don't use that anymore. People use Premiere.
What is it
now?
Premiere. That's Premiere, okay, yeah. That's what it is, Premiere.
I think Final Cut went out of business.
Okay.
No, I don't know. Final Cut was owned by Apple, I think, but they don't make it anymore. Maybe they do. They make, like, a more consumer version of
so,
it.
So, like I said, I'm still, I don't even know that side
Final
of it.
Final Cut's now, like, just a basically boiled down to an iPhone app, I think.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm going to, that's, I still have to learn the whole editing side, but, like, I feel like my videos are edited decently. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I do a pretty good job of fucking, of getting everything cut up now, and, like, since I record and I edit my own videos, like, I know, like, if I'm gonna pause or, like, I lose my train of thought, I know to give, a buffer in between my pause and, like, when I hit pause on the thing, or, because, like, it's in that pause where you're gonna edit at. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. that's where you're gonna make your cuts at, and if you don't give yourself enough pause, it's gonna cut the, it's gonna make the jump from one fucking cut to the next not kind of a little less seamless.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm learning all these little tricks and shit, you know, but like I said, it's just like, I'm obsessed with it, dude. I wake up and I just do this shit all day long, every day, you know, learning about everything. The light, and lighting's a whole nother fucking animal, dude, that I'm just fed.
That's the hardest part.
Absolutely fed up
with. It's also a really important part.
Yeah, I'm fed up with it, dude. Like, every time I move a light, it changes the whole fucking, then I gotta change the ISO, and then you gotta fucking.
Gotta get one of those.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you've seen in like my recent videos on my channel, like the way I have like a back wall set up. And then
yeah, that's that wall, sick.
Everybody digs the wall, man, huh? Huh? Everybody digs the wall.
I like the wall. I like
that
how it's
came
lit
from
up.
Right here, it's man. Lit up. That came from it's right great. Here.
Where'd you get that wall?
So actually, I was watching a lot of YouTube channels, like the gamers, and so there's like this whole like subculture of like just videos about gamers and their setups.
So yeah, for people listening who don't know what we're talking about, it's like explain what the wall looks like.
So I have like a faux wall in the back of me. It's
like this crazy like 3D looking wall.
I have PVC, three-dimensional PVC wall tiles that I arranged in a you know a certain pattern behind me, and then I got it lit up with LED or RGB floodlights where I can change you know the colors and do whatever I want. Mm. Yeah, and then I got like a one like single stationary leather chair with my you know my nice table with the mic arm and the mic boom and
yeah
you know what I mean like it's fucking I got legitimate fucking you know cinema lights but it's just like I think I have to go with like a softbox because I need because the way my chair sits in the wall like I still want the wall to
be you aren't lit up very well
no I know and it's like I'm struggling with it
you need
man.
One of those that's it
but I don't know if you can hang what I said it was right above the like right above the camera like right in front of me and.
So if you're sitting here, you're facing me, and say I'm the camera, right?
Yes.
I'm the camera shooting at you
right
now.
Yes.
Camera, say this is your camera.
Right.
Shooting at you.
Yes.
This light ball is to the right of you. It's lighting up half your face. It goes right down your nose. So there's a shadow that goes right down the center of your face.
Mm.
That's what you want.
Okay.
It gives you more like depth.
Right. Yeah. I learned about that. Yeah. But one guy told me to put.
And you already have the light on the back wall, so you have a backlight.
Yeah, I have two lights. So I have one here, and they're, you know, they're adjustable. They're the. I don't remember.
And it's a soft light, too. So you want soft light like
right,
that.
Right, yeah.
And then you don't want to be directly. I mean, it
well, I can adjust the softness of my lights. To, yeah.
Yeah. You got to fuck around with it.
I know, man. Like I said, I wish I had more time because I got a tattoo and then like.
Yeah.
It's like I've been thinking about just quitting tattooing to be completely
really?
Honest with you. Yeah.
Why?
Because I want to do YouTube, man. That's like fine. I want to make videos, dude. Like I want to do content. Like I don't give a fuck about anything else. Everything else, like the passion that I had when I first started tattooing and like made it my life. That's how I kind of feel now about like creating content for YouTube and like doing podcasts. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I enjoy like I love tattoo. It's been my life for you know forever. But it's like, I find myself at the tattoo shop fucking just wanting to leave and go to the studio and fucking like, oh, I got an idea. And it's like, fuck, I got this idea in my head. I could record this fucking sick video right now. But I have to sit
and
here.
What kind of ideas for videos you have? You have like just ideas pop up in your head and you just want to talk about it?
Yeah.
Just like talk about it.
Yeah. Just like societal shit, like, you know, issues going on in my own life, like positivity shit, like how to be successful, you know, like how to fucking, you know, be set goals and how important goal setting is in life and, you know, break that down and fucking, yeah. And everything comes from my perspective, from my unique perspective, from my brain. Because we're all different. We're all different fucking humans. We all have different thoughts and it's like this whole, you know, wave of fucking, of just being able to watch another human being and get their perspective on a different angle. And you're like, it's, you know, something you don't even think about, you know? And I think that's just what I do for people because I don't know if these people are weirdos. I don't know what the fuck's going on, but I would like to think not. I would like to think that most of my subscribers are level-headed, you know, regular functioning adults in society. And these people tell me that I affect their lives. You know what I mean? Like, I helped one dude fucking, you know, get off drugs, literally. Well, that he says. I don't know. He could be, the whole thing could be fucking bullshit. But apparently I helped him fucking, my videos, like the ones I made about, like, I made a video about, like, substance abuse and about, like, you know, like being addicted to shit and, like, you know, the mental process that I feel like you have to go through to get rid of the fucking addictions and, you know, all that shit. And he's like, dude, I've been clean for X amount of days or whatever. And then, you know, I got other people that are like, listen, I wait for your videos. I have reminders set. So, like, you know, I got one dude in Maryland. He said he's got the whole DMV fucking rocking with me. He works at the DMV and he's fucking got everybody at the DMV fucking I subscribed to my fucking channel watching my videos and shit.
That's fucking awesome.
So, like, this shit's going crazy. It's going, I got people from Australia. I got people from the, from fucking, not Ireland, but Scotland reaching out and just hitting me up on Instagram and saying, yo, mate, you know, we fucking down under fucking,
Scotland. Oh, yeah. Hey, mate.
Hey, mate.
Oh, yeah. I can show you.
Scotland.
No, I could show you all the DMs.
I really wish you had that
shit.
Kid who was talking shit to you. I really wish you had his recording saved on there. I know you can fucking do. You can
No. It's
you
on
can
a different,
dig that shit up.
It's on a different app on a different device.
Okay.
Yeah, so even if I log into that app on this device, it won't be there. It won't be in the fucking.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, so.
Put your energy towards something positive.
Yeah. It's
not
what I'm
towards
doing.
Not towards fucking.
You know what? It got to me that day for some whatever reason. It
no,
just
I'm
got
talking to,
me. To
that kid, not you.
Oh.
Put your energy, look what you're doing. You're putting all this energy and you're obsessed with the cameras. You're obsessed with the getting everything right and getting the lighting right and talking about it and wanting to do it. And there's some people out there who just, they want to put all their energy towards some fuck shit like that.
Yeah, I mean.
Just to make, like, what is the payoff to try to be like, you know what, fuck you. You got to tell me how to do this because you, whatever, like.
It's wild, man. Like, people are just fucking, some people in this world are just burnt.
Yeah,
you know, or and burnt then some toast. Are just kids. You know, they just they just don't haven't you know experience. They don't have enough life experience to understand that you don't speak to people that way. And there's a certain way that you go about getting what you want.
Yeah,
you know,
no consequences. To it anymore.
Yeah. So you know, they just don't. They just don't learn these lessons. You know, so that's why, unfortunately, there's people like that. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why parenting is really important.
I agree. I agree. Yeah. Yeah.
You gotta do it right.
Yep.
Well. This was a great podcast, bro.
I agree.
Thanks for coming down and doing it.
No, man. Anytime. I'll fucking come down here, you know, whenever you want me here, dude. Just let me know. I'll come and do this.
Well, hopefully you can move here. Maybe you're going to move to Texas like everybody else.
I don't know, man.
Florida's just as good, if not better. I think Florida's better than Texas. I've never really hung out in Texas.
I'm a Florida cracker, man, through and through. I grew up here. I've spent my whole life here. So, you know, I don't mind coming back. I leave all the time for, you know, a little bit, but I always fucking end up back here eventually. So,
yeah. Cool, man.
Cool,
man. Well, tell everyone listening where to follow all your shit and subscribe and everything.
Hell yeah. Fuck with me on Instagram, Slum by Nature. You know, I got fuck me on Patreon, Bozeyak Conundrum. You know, subscribe to my YouTube channel, Bozeyak Conundrum. And, yeah, I'm going to be putting out tons of content coming up pretty soon. I got a lot of time coming up on my hands to go ahead and just kind of film what I want to film. I'm going to do a lot of behind-the-scenes shit as well for my Patreon only. So I'm going to have like a secondary set of cameras filming my podcast while I'm filming a podcast, along with, you know, some few other little tidbits here and there. So that's going to be available to all my Patreon subscribers, you know, and anybody that's, you know, rocking with me from the first fucking Concrete podcast. I really appreciate it because, you know, this shit has changed my life. And, so thanks for fucking with me.
Awesome. Hell yeah, man. That's awesome. What about the OnlyFans? The OnlyFans? No or no?
You know, I haven't really figured out what kind of content I'm going to do for my OnlyFans. So I'm not really promoting the OnlyFans right now because people have been subscribing and I haven't been doing anything and they've been getting pissed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, what's going on? You know what I mean? So it's just like, until I figure out what I want to do with that, then I'm just going to, you know, I'm not really going to promote that.
For sure.
You know?
Cool, bro. Well, thanks for being here, man. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, thanks, thank you, brother.
All right. That's all, folks.